And I have to say, I can't get my head around the idea of bees being exploited. This has blown my mind. I'm going to be back with you at 1 o'clock, at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. A very sad day, as we've heard, the very sad news about Ronnie Corbett dying, but wonderful tributes being paid. And I have to say, for his friends and family, it must be one of those things that does warm your heart to know that he was such a much loved celebrity, much loved comedian, and I do think a national treasure officially. But I've been at Julia Hartley Brewer. I'm going to be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow. In just a few moments, you'll be joined by Mr. John Holmes.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter Channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Well, that was a smashing little trip away. You and the kid had a grand old time of it. Okay, so your team lost 3-2. But two away goals, not to be sniffed at. And you stayed at a Premier Inn. Amazing value. So you had plenty of change for two burgers and all the extras. Happy days. Because you didn't just get out of the right side of the bed. You got out of the right bed. Premier Inn. Incredible value to help you wake up wonderful.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. UK social enterprises are valued the world over. And right now, there are hundreds of live export opportunities that could be right for your social enterprise. From retail, to food and drink, to education. Find yours by visiting exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
So good afternoon to you. It is just 1 o'clock. I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, legendary entertainer Ronnie Corbett has died. David Cameron's ruled out nationalising the steel industry. And Whoopi Goldberg has a new way to treat period pain.
Talk Radio.
The actor and comedian Ronnie Corbett has died. The 85-year-old's publicist says the entertainer, best known for being one half of the two Ronnies, passed away this morning surrounded by family. Tributes are already being paid. Fellow comedian Ricky Gervais has called it an absolute honour and joy to have known him, while Dara O'Brien has said he could not have been a lovelier man. TV personality Christopher Biggins has told Talk Radio he'll be greatly missed.
When you take someone like Ronnie, I mean, he was just the funniest, nicest, most gorgeous Scotsman you could ever wish to come across. I mean, he was just fantastic. And I had many, many working with him and also social hours with him and his wife. And it is a great loss.
Well, entertainer Lionel Blair has told Julia he was a very supportive friend.
He came to see me and then took me out to lunch, and he was just wonderful, and he'll be sorely missed. And the sad thing is, Bruce Forsyth was asked who did he think should get another knighthood, and he said Ronnie Corbett.
David Cameron insists the government is doing all it can to help the UK's steel industry, but he doesn't think nationalisation is the answer. The Prime Minister chaired an emergency meeting in Downing Street this morning after Tata Steel announced it's selling its loss-making operations in the UK. The Indian firm's largest plant at Port Talbot is in Labour MP Stephen Kinnock's constituency. He's told Talk Radio Britain should be producing its own steel.
Steel is in everything. It's in the houses we live in, the offices we work in, the cars we drive, the cutlery we used to eat our meals with. So the Prime Minister himself has said it's inconceivable that the United Kingdom could be a country that doesn't produce its own steel. Well, it's time for him to put his money where his mouth is.
At least 14 people have been killed in the Indian city of Calcutta after a flyover collapse. People are using their bare hands to try to free around 150 others who were trapped. A man will be sentenced next month after he admitted sending thousands of tweets encouraging terrorism. The 23-year-old from Dagenham in East London used various accounts last last year and also pleaded guilty to inviting support for the Islamic State group. Mountain rescue officials say it was ridiculous for a woman to try and scale Ben Nevis without the right equipment. She was wearing shorts and carrying only a selfie stick. And Whoopi Goldberg is launching her own medical marijuana company to help women who suffer with period pain. The actress has created a line called Whoopi and Mayo with the businesswoman.
Sorry, what?
Whoopi Goldberg is launching her own medical marijuana company to help women with period pain.
That's the best headline I've ever heard you say.
Thank you.
Okay.
So she's doing it with businesswoman Maya Elizabeth, which includes balm, bath soak and a chocolate drink. The actress and TV host has been open about her cannabis use in the past, which she claims has helped headaches.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A mix of both sunshine and showers across the UK with a chance of hail and thunder in places. Highs of 13 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. Hello, good afternoon. Talk Radio, 3 minutes past one.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former Aston Villa assistant manager Ray Wilkins says Gary Neville could be a candidate for the vacancy at Villa Park. Remy Gard left the Premier League's bottom club on Tuesday, leaving Villa to search for their third manager this season. Wilkins, who was dismissed with Tim Sherwood in November, told TalkSport what Villa need with their next manager.
You've got to have somebody with the Villa now that knows English football. You've got to be able to get this group of guys to work again because the club, it cannot stay down there for too long. It's a wonderful club.
Former Valencia boss Kike Flores says he's not interested in returning to the Spanish club after Neville was sacked yesterday. Flores is currently in charge at Watford.
I am completely happy. I remember again, I am completely happy in Watford. I love the fans of Watford. We are a family.
Finally, England's cricketers will find out later who they'll play in Sunday's final of the World 2020. Hosts India and the West Indies clash in Mumbai this afternoon. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thanks, Sport.
Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. UK social enterprises are valued the world over. And right now, there are hundreds of live export opportunities that could be right for your social enterprise. From retail, to food and drink, to education. Find yours by visiting exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is evolved.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am out together on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Hello then to you and good Thursday at you as we hurl ourselves now on the mercy of the court of 1 to 4 in the afternoon as we talk. Oh, this microphone doesn't work, does it? I'm going to use Cornelius's microphone.
That microphone doesn't work. Just telling you. Hello then, good Thursday at you, as I'll say again, as we hurl ourselves on the mercy of the court of 1 to 4 in the afternoon as we talk on the radio. On Talk Radio, lowercase talk, uppercase radio. That's how it works. The clue is in the name. I still don't know why it's lowercase and uppercase, despite my repeated emails to the boss asking on your behalf. I think he's ignoring me. So here we are then, across the UK, just like hundreds of steel workers soon won't be, thanks to Tata, threatening to leave Britain. It's fair to say we should have seen it coming. They're called Tata, after all. The clue is in the name. Plus, David Cameron has flown home from his holiday to try to make the situation worse, saying he's not ruling anything out, which by definition then includes converting Britain's steelworks into prohibitively expensive second homes for his rich friends and giving everyone who used to work their jobs as their servants on zero-hour contracts for minimum wage. Speaking of which, good afternoon, Cornelius.
Morning.
Yeah, Cornelius is here, for... Why are you here? It doesn't matter.
Money.
Let's forge ahead. You don't get paid. Forge ahead with some kind of broadcasting equivalent then of Dynamo's failed bottle trick, by which I mean we've put some noise into your afternoon and attempted to make it work, but then it just sort of doesn't, leaving everyone mildly
disappointed. Anyway, here's what there probably is. Lonely Lunch Club on the way. If you're eating a depressing crisps or an soup or lunching on your own, then allow us to be your virtual friend slash colleague as we indulge in an idle chat about anything you like. 87222 if you'd like to come on the radio. 87222, start your message with
the word talk.
Yeah. Headline hijack then. This microphone doesn't work, does it?
No, it's not working.
What's wrong with all the microphones?
My one works.
I'm going to use yours then.
Pass it over here.
No, you can't have it. Just nonsense. Ah, that, is that better?
Yeah, for now.
All right, fine. Good. Headline hijack then this hour as well. You make up the news stories that will be spaked from Victoria's mouth as truth at 2 o'clock. The lines are open for that. The number's the same. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Thank you. That plus the big debate at 3. The diversity paper review. Work experience punditry plus brand new on-air quiz game thing. Before 4, you can take part in this. The old gay whistle test. That's right. Let me explain it. Don't look at me like that, Victoria. I'm just going to explain it. It's what it is an elderly homosexual man, right? Yeah, blowing a tune in whistle form. All you have to do is identify it.
Okay.
Yes, it's a poor premise, but it's never stopped us before. The old gay whistle test is later. Plus, we will have guests this afternoon in the shape of Shazia Mirza. I dare say that we will be talking all things Ronnie Corbett with her. Ginger Dave isn't producing. He's still in Cardiff trying to get off with students. Cass is ass prodding this afternoon. That's assistant producing. But actually... producing. I think it's her fault the microphones don't work properly. Chloe is pressing buttons. Victoria is laden with news. Paid intern Cornelius is singing the praises of Julia Hartley Brewer. Sing the praises of Julia Hartley Brewer.
Julia Hartley Brewer is nice, and she's very talented.
Sing the praises louder! Sing!
She has lots of views, and it's very fun. I enjoy listening to her show.
Cornelia singing the praises of Julia Hartley Brewer. I am John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio Afternoons across the UK, and it's hello from me. And it's hello from him. It's 1:10. It is Talk Radio. Well, let's start you with this.
Rock and roll. Nobody tells you where to go, baby. What if I ride? What if you walk? What if you rock around the clock? Nobody tells you what to do, baby. Hey, kid, shake a leg. Maybe you're crazy in the head, baby. Maybe.
11:01 on a Thursday afternoon. It is Talk Radio, and that is REM and Drive.
Maybe I ride, maybe you walk, maybe I drive to get on, baby.
Sorry, ask me why I'm playing REM and Drive, Cornelius.
Oi!
Yeah, what?
Oi!
Yeah, what?
Oi, you!
What?
Why are you playing Drive by REM on Talk Radio?
I'll bloody well tell you if you just give me a minute.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Sorry.
We're
playing it because of today's big story. It's the story that everyone is talking about, isn't it? It's the story everyone's talking about, and it's that sat-navs are robbing us of our sense of direction.
What?
Someone had to say it.
What?
Yes. Experts.
How many of them?
Don't know. It's not specific, but they're warning that we risk losing our navigation skills if we keep relying on GPS. This is what they're saying. They're saying that we just lose it. Evolution will go into reverse, and we'll have nothing. We'll have nothing. No skill. The hunter-gatherer nature of man will be gone. Think of it. Think of how... Take it to its nth degree. We'll starve.
We'll be monkeys by March.
It's political correctness gone mad.
What next?
Or it would be if we could find it.
Yeah.
So this is what's happened. This is apparently what's going to happen. We over-rely on GPS. Okay? That's the big problem. We over-rely on GPS. And as such... We're going to lose the inbuilt skill we used to have to work out where things are. This is what
is
not,
that because men don't have directions?
What do you?
You don't though, do you? Don't like asking. You won't stop.
Don't need to ask, do we? We know the way, but that's my point. You see, so, that's why it's a crisis, Cass. Ask Prodcast, assistant producer. That's why it's a crisis, because it means that the inbuilt skill that men have, Cass.
You don't have any skills inbuilt.
The skills I learned, right, will be gone because a sat-nav has taken over that side of men's brains. Whereas...
Brain.
And so it's this is the point. This is a big problem. So this is the big... I mean, it is the only story that everyone's talking about today. And I found it was this story was 5 lines long in the Metro. So
really?
You know, that is a big story.
That's huge.
That's a whole page.
Yeah.
But the question is, you know, this. Think about it, right? What if they become... sentient.
What
sat-navs?
Yeah, because look, I think that the experts have got the problem wrong here. They're moaning, they're saying it will lead to us losing a sense of direction as human beings. But what they're not addressing is the fact that the sat-nav is a machine.
Well, they're already telling you what to do, and you follow it blindly.
Mm. This is why it's a danger then, isn't it? And then what happens if they do become sentient, right? So, you know, all cars are programmed, right, to drive... our steel industry into the ground, and that's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
That could happen. Think about it.
Con doesn't drive, though.
Think about it. Keep thinking about it. God.
No! Sorry.
Think about it.
Oh, my God.
There.
Wow.
Right. Now, yeah.
Wow.
Now.
I'm nervous.
Now you see what I mean, right? I mean, this is, you know, if... right, okay, what if it's a conspiracy? Right? Okay, so this sat-nav story is broken on the same day as the story about the steel being taken out of Britain. What if it's a conspiracy and they take away our steel and we can no longer build robots to fight the sat-navs when they become our overlords?
But wouldn't...
Oh, my God.
Don't question it.
Okay.
Well, I'm just thinking...
Or you. What do you think?
Well, they warn us about speed cameras as well, don't they?
Yes.
That's already undermining the orphanarian... Orphanarian?
It's not
the
word.
Orphans?
Yeah, the orphans.
It's not a word, is it?
The government. They're already undermining the government.
Yeah, and that's just the first step.
Yeah.
Before the sat-navs... become our leaders.
Yeah.
And no one's thought of that. No one's taken it that way.
Stop.
Until this is important.
It is.
Right? So, this is the big story today. You know what you've got to do, Cass?
Find a sentient GPS to come on and fight its case.
No, think again.
I
want you to find me. Right? And this is specific, so you're going to have to work hard.
Yesterday was so difficult, though.
All right. Right, it's your job to book a guest,
yeah.
Right? You know,
What does Con do?
He doesn't do anything.
Oh.
He's not skilled. I want you to book me.
Yes.
Right on the phone next.
Mm-hmm.
A professor of cognitive computing, cognitive compute, cognitive. Can't say that.
authoritarian.
Cognitive computing, right? But his area of supervision has to be...
Yeah.
Stochastic diffusion processes.
What?
Yes!
You have just made
just
that up.
Find me
you've made it up.
Professor of cognitive producing whose area of supervision is stochastic diffusion processes.
Does he have to have produced any particular papers or talks?
He has to maintain the SDP paper repository at Goldsmiths as well.
I can't believe you don't have one already lined up, because as soon as we're going to do the...
Well, where's yours?
Well, as soon as we're going to do the
Stop squabbling!
It's obvious we're going
to
go
get
for...
to it. Get look. This is how Talk Radio works. It has to be immediate. We have to react to the story, right? We have to react to what's happening now. And yes, Ronnie Corbett died, but the sat navs. So come on,
come on!
This is what Julia does. Come on! Right, let's see how Cass gets on with that. We will talk to somebody if she finds someone. I don't know. After this, it's 18 minutes past one. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
People of these fair isles, listen up. From this day forward, you don't need cash. Not for your morning cuppa or takeaway supper. Not for that lunchtime bap or new baseball cap. It's time to break free. To stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I am proud.
8 chocolate eclairs, £8.80, please, love.
Right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa Contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. UK social enterprises are valued the world over. And right now, there are hundreds of live export opportunities that could be right for your social enterprise. From retail, to food and drink, to education. Find yours by visiting exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Ahoy there! Is your car feeling sluggish? Like you're lugging a massive great anchor? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology removes dirt from your engine, and it could give you more miles per tank. So, it's anchors away! BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultimate unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
If you're travelling on the M1 in West Yorkshire, there's northbound queues due to an accident between Junction 39 Wakefield and Junction 40, where two lanes are closed. Broken down vehicle on the northbound M6 in Staffordshire at Junction 12 for Gailey means just two lanes open. And an overturned car on the A1. This is near Stamford. It's near to the A43, so traffic's slow to get past. And long delays on the northbound M11 through Cambridgeshire, where there's an overturned vehicle at Junction 11 for Cambridge. I'm Dave Stamford.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-managed, sharp-dressed dot-com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
Or are, man?
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio, it's 21 minutes past one. Reactions are coming in. Cornelius, what have you got? Reactions. If you want to react, by the way, you can react on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you want.
Reactions are coming in.
Yes, Velma says jinkies, and Daphne has said jeepers. Scoobert has said ruh-oh, and Norville Rogers has said zoinks.
Right, thanks very much. If you want to keep your reactions coming in, we are accepting reactions this afternoon on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or Twitter, you can use at talk radio.
Start your message with anything you like.
122.
Billion human lives ended on August 29th, 1997. The survivors of the nuclear war called it Judgment Day. They lived only to face a new nightmare. The war against the dashboard satellite navigation machines. The computer which controlled the machines, TomTom, sent two sat-navs back through time. Their mission: to destroy the manager of Halfords, John Connor. The first sat-nav was programmed to strike at me. It failed. The second sat-nav was programmed to get to Basingstoke from Bournemouth within about 2 hours without using motorways. It was just a question of whether or not there would be congestion due to roadworks, which would require a detour via Swindon. It was the beginning of the end. It's 1:23. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
And we were talking about the big story of the day, which is, of course, that sat-navs. Sat-navs are robbing us. Robbing us!
Theft.
Right? Now, they've put of a sense of direction, right? But what if, and I say this ill-advisedly and without any knowledge, what if we didn't have the words us of our sense of direction? What if it was just sat-nabs are robbing... Actually, I did need us. Are robbing us. What if that is the future? No one's everyone's looking back going, it's robbing us of our innate skill to find where we're going without the help of a machine. Mm. But no one's looking to the future. And what could happen if sat-navs become sentient? On the line, I've got an expert that's been booked by producer Cass. Let's find out how she did. Is that Professor Mark Bishop?
It is indeed.
Mark Bishop, are you Professor of Cognitive Computing?
I am indeed, sir.
Where at?
I'm at Goldsmiths, where I also run a centre in intelligent data analytics.
Do you have anything to do with stochastic diffusion processes?
I do.
Oh. Cass, you've
been doing your homework.
Cass, you've nailed it. I said to him, Mark, get me a professor of cognitive computing, and he has to maintain the SDB paper repository at Goldsmiths and have an area of supervision involving stochastic diffusion processes. And she's come through, Mark. She's done it. I'm impressed, Cass.
Thank you.
Right, Mark, very serious, this story, of course, a very serious question. You know about artificial intelligence. That's your area, right?
It is.
Okay, so is there a time in the future that we should be worried about sat-navs becoming sentient?
If by sentient you mean, whoops, just a minute, my little sentient one has just fallen over and biffed the nose.
Oh, that's awkward. Yeah, all right. Well, you did. That's all right.
That's okay. I'm back again.
She's already lost her sense of direction and fallen over.
Exactly. This is the future.
It is. She's just been watching the Peppa Pig episode where the sat-nav drives the camper van into the lake.
Everywhere!
This is horrific. This is horrifying.
We're just having this discussion, just me and her and the two-year-old mind about sentient sat-navs. If by sentient you mean conscious and having their own aims and desires, then I think you haven't got much to fear.
Well, but that's fair. We're not there yet. But the concept of artificial intelligence is rubbish, you say.
No, the concept of having machines that are conscious, like you or I, that can smell the ineffable scent of a rose or see a beautiful sunset, that's nonsense. It doesn't happen now, and it never will. We will not get conscious machines.
Interesting. And what
feel?
I mean, that's
we'll never see like you or I do. That doesn't mean that they might not do things that you or I might describe as being clever.
I see. Right, well, I mean, it's a confident statement that that would never happen. Yeah. Because, I mean, years ago, you know, experts like yourself probably didn't believe in hoovers. But then, you know...
We couldn't fly. Man war heavier than air flight will never happen.
Exactly.
Those buffoons now.
Can you afford to say it will never happen? That's the question.
Sorry?
Can you afford to say it will never happen, though?
Yeah, I can. It's kind of in the area of artificial intelligence. That's kind of the stance that I'm. If I'm known at all, I'm known for sort of rebutting the merchants of doom who say we're all going to be enslaved by these sentient robots. That's not something I subscribe to.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. But I mean, you've got to. But what if? Okay. Because let's take it one step further. So we've got you've got navigation, but then we've got satellites. That's a key word here, I think. And they're always watching, aren't they?
Well, they're not watching. They're not doing anything. All they're doing is twiddling lots and lots of electronic switches very, very, very fast. But they're not watching like you're watching when you look out the window and see a beautiful car or woman or guy, for that matter, zooming down the road. They're not watching like that. They're just flicking switches. They're no more seeing than a tin can is.
But what if they were programmed by a madman, like, you know, James Dyson? Because he's Hoover... He invented a Hoover that was beyond mankind's wildest nightmares, didn't he? And then, so, but what if the satellites can be programmed to direct?
They can be programmed.
Yes,
that doesn't mean to say that they're watching. Yeah.
But then our cars could be sent by the madman into low bridges. I mean, this is
Or if in Peppa Pig's case, into a lake.
Yeah, exactly.
But that isn't because there's an evil madman at the other end. It's just because there's a bloody stupid computer. What I call artificial stupidity, not artificial intelligence, is at play.
I think he's one of them.
I think so.
Mark, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for talking to us. I hope your child is all right.
Now playing with the toy pizza, so I think all's good there.
Good. It's good. Well, there you... Well, see, that's... Yeah, well... I mean, yes, it's easy to say that, isn't it? But, you know, how far away are we, really, if you think about it, right, that it's just, you know, it's one small step, if you think of take the Terminator analogy.
It's not easy to say at all.
It's one small step. It's one small step, right, from sending us into a lake like Peppa Pig, right?
Just like
to our skulls being crushed beneath that button you use for inputting postcodes, right? We're not a million miles away, is what I'm saying. You know, and it's a serious... Isn't it, though?
Yeah,
if you think
absolutely.
About it. And what we've now established, I think, and proved there in that call, is that James Dyson, the inventor of the Hoover, right, is targeting anthropomorphic pig characters.
Knew
and
it.
Trying to drown them.
Knew it.
And if you don't learn anything else on Talk Radio this afternoon, just take that message away with you. It's 1:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
One of Britain's best-loved comics, Ronnie Corbett, has died at the age of 85. He spent more than 60 years in showbiz and is best known for the comedy sketch show The Two Ronnies. Fellow entertainer Lionel Blair has told Talk Radio they were good friends for more than 30 years.
We worked together on Bruce Forsyth's shows together. I was at the Edinburgh Festival. He came, he brought his whole family to see me in my show. And he was just a lovely man. And it's good night from him.
The comedian's publicist says he died this morning surrounded by family. Lots of tributes are already being paid. Sir Bruce Forsyth says he's one of the greatest entertainers the nation's ever seen. Ricky Gervais has called him a lovely, funny legend. Well, the Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn's tweeted saying Ronnie Corbett was a giant of British entertainment who was loved by millions. David Cameron is ruling out taking over sites owned by Tata Steel to save thousands of jobs in the industry. The Prime Minister insists nationalisation is not the solution after the firm decided to sell its UK business. A flyover collapse in India has killed at least 14 people and injured 70 others. Rescuers are using their bare hands to try and free dozens of people trapped under the rubble in Kolkata. A teenager who tried to run away from police in London was held by officers after falling over because of a machete hidden down his trousers. The 17-year-old was a passenger in a car which was stopped just after midnight on Thursday on Merton High Street. Cannabis was found in the car and both passenger and the driver in his early 20s were arrested. And crime-fighting cats could be introduced by Durham police after a five-year-old girl came up with the idea. The chief constable says he's asked officers to look into the suggestion from Eliza Adamson Hopper that felines should team up with police dogs. The weather, a mix of both.
Whoa,
sunshine.
No, stop.
Don't do weather.
What are you? What? You just made that.
No, this
leading
is...
us towards headline hijack at 2 o'clock.
This is a true story. My news is real. And so...
Can you have that as your sign-off line from now on?
Yes.
That's good. I like that.
Can I do the weather now?
Oh, God. Oh,
so the weather, a mix of both sunshine and showers across the UK with a chance of hail and thunder in places, highs of 13 degrees.
You should get meteorology cats to help you with the weather.
I'm not sure if they could fight crime and...
meteorology.
Yeah.
Yeah. That does lead us neatly to the headline hijack, doesn't it, Victoria?
It does.
Because at 2 o'clock this afternoon, in half an hour, Victoria will spake the news. We would like you to make up a news story to get it into the news at 2 o'clock. The reason for doing that?
What is it?
Oh, all right. It's because we think that a lot of people are out for lunch at the moment, off down the Pret. Other overpriced sandwich shops are available. And they won't hear this bit. They won't hear this bit of the show, will they? And they just don't hear it. So when they get back to their desk at 2 o'clock and listen to the news coming out of Victoria's face, they will believe everything, even the crime-fighting cat story, and whatever it is we now decide to make up, and go about their day believing a lie. And we'd like you to make the lie up, please. You can text in for Headline Hijack on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet it at Talk Radio.
Start the message with anything you like.
Thank you very much. We'll get on to Headline Hijacks later. Victoria, thank you.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
1:34, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Hello. Right then, you'll have heard, of course, the bad news that Mr. Ronnie Corbett, the comedian Ronnie Corbett, has died. And we were talking about it, and I've met Ronnie Corbett. I have met Ronnie Corbett, that is true.
Oh,
and not a lie. Not like the lie about the crime-fighting cats. This is true. No, I met Ronnie Corbett, and once saw him in a queue at a cash point.
Really?
And now I think... I saw him in a queue at a cash point. But, you know, what it is, when someone dies, as we've just heard from Victoria, what happens is everyone just tries to jump on the on the anecdotal bandwagon, don't they? We saw it when Paul Daniels died as well. And that's what you get. The news, I'm not blaming Victoria, I'm just blaming the world we live in. And what you get is you get people just sort of going, tweeting. It's tweeting, isn't it? Mm. And then tweets are then used as news. And you sort of go, oh, really? And I've just seen it come up on the television. There, it was just like vaguely famous person says thing about thing. Jason Manford came up then. He just said, and it's good. And he even quoted it right. He just said Jason Manford and good night for him. No, it's from him, Jason. If you're going to pretend to jump on the bandwagon of a well-loved entertainer's death, get the quote right. Get the tweet right overall. I mean, who would tweet it wrong? Like someone from the Talk Radio office earlier, who tweeted, sad to hear about the passing of Ronnie Barker. Who did that in the office? I mean, who did that? Who did it, Cornelius? You must know.
I don't know.
Who did it?
Don't know.
All right, fine. Anyway, someone did. But I thought hey, if you can't beat them, join them, right? I'm joining in with that by just saying I once saw Ronnie Corbett... at a cash point. In a queue at a cash point.
I have one as well. I recently saw him about 3 months ago at the pub at the top of my road. Drinking a Pepsi.
There you go. We've joined in. See, that's all it takes. That's absolutely all it takes. But you know what? It's not the only person that I've spotted. I've spotted other people. I'll give you some for instances. I once saw Terence Trent D'Arby deliberately bruising fruit in Waitrose.
Spotted.
Did you ring Heat magazine?
Spotted. So I thought this afternoon we'd collect spotteds.
Okay.
Via text. You can text spotted. Start your 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
But then the word spotted.
Yeah.
Or you can tweet your spotted.
Start your message with the word spotted.
There you go. So spotteds, please.
Spotted.
Have you spotted?
Oh, I'm just trying to think. I once saw Charlton Athletic footballer Clive Mendonca.
Yeah.
Perusing some shampoo in Boots.
I once saw the actress Rula Lenska eating wasps in a park. Spotted!
Spotted!
Spotted! Spotted!
Spotted.
Spotted. I saw Gina G. Spotted.
Who?
Gina G.
Can't say I know that one.
The singer. No, I think she had a song going, ooh, ah, just a little bit.
Ah, yeah, just a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you know, don't you?
You spotted her.
I spotted Gina G, right? Just deliberately pulling feathers out of a pigeon.
Really?
Spotted. And then putting the feathers under her own nose, like some sort of rudimentary moustache.
Wow.
That's what I saw. Spotted. We'll take your spotted this afternoon. The lines are open for spotted, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk and then spotted.
And then at Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word spotted.
Okay, good. Are you a lonely luncher? Are you a lonely lunch person? Are you? Don't know why I played that. Oh, I didn't want to play that. I wanted to play this. That's just a computer! Bear with me while I fix it. Carry on.
Talk radio, talking on the radio.
You're right, Com.
Yeah, I've been. I'm not very good at filling on radio.
You're not, are you?
You're not very good at radio, to be brutally honest with you.
No.
There we go.
Only.
So that's we're 40 minutes into the show.
Yeah.
Two of the microphones didn't work at the beginning, and now the computer is broken. So you know it's going well.
Who's been fired?
It's not me.
I want someone. But hang on a minute. When I move the screen in front of me, look there. Look there in the desk.
Oh, what is that?
Yeah, exactly. What is that?
Is that from Julia?
Yes.
Is she spit out her coffee?
Someone has spilt coffee or tea into the desk. So might explain a few things. Or...
This is why we're not allowed drinks.
Well, yeah. Or some of Julia Hartley Brewer has come off.
Which bit?
Well, I don't know. But I don't know why I'm not tasting it.
Go on.
No.
Get Con to taste it.
No, it's oil.
It's oil.
I think it is oil.
It's not.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's Lonely Lunch Club. This is where we become your virtual colleague. If you are having lunch on your own, allow us to become your virtual colleague, your friend. We can chat to you about whatever you like. And you can get in touch for the Lonely Lunch Club on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you want.
And there's a Lonely Lunch Club person on the phone now. Who is it? Hello.
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 Ben
who's,
here.
Who's that?
Ben. It's Ben.
Ben. Hello, Ben. How are you, Ben?
I'm Santar, how are you?
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you, Ben. I'm a bit, started all right, and then the two microphones broke, and then the computer stopped working, and then some of Julia Hartley Brewer came off. So it's
that happens a lot to her.
It does. And technically, it's been a disaster. But, you know, we'll just press on regardless. It's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, Ben, what do you do at work? What do you do?
Well, I work in communications for a charity, but at the moment I'm kind of sitting at home on my own with an injured back, so I'm not having the most successful days. I'm kind of hobbling around like a very bent over person, which is awesome.
Yeah. What have you done to your back?
I don't know. I think I foolishly tried to make myself look good to the father-in-law and helped him move a table slightly over the weekend. you know, like, oh, it's not heavy at all, and then picked it up, and then I can't seem to pick up anything off the floor, and anything below waist height is just, it's no chance.
Right.
I've got no idea what's going on down there.
No, I wouldn't, I wouldn't.
It's like your injury.
I wouldn't dwell on it. It's like my injury, Kat.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
A rubbish injury.
Well, I hurt myself bowling.
Showing off, again.
I took two children bowling and...
Your children?
Yeah. No, they're not random children. I mean, I didn't just like...
Just clarifying.
Yeah. I hurt my wrist bowling.
Well, that's what'll happen if you try and bowl two children.
I know.
And I've
learned my lesson. I'll be honest with you. And when they get older, of course, they haven't got that hole in the top of their skull anymore, have they, where you can put your hand
throw them.
So
it's frustrating.
I know, it's annoying. Anyway, so you're on your own. You're on your own having lunch. Even your father-in-law, whose fault it is, hasn't turned up for lunch, has he?
No, I can only get whatever's on the top shelf of the fridge, which is a bit rubbish. It's like a rubbish can't cook, won't cook. So I've either got yoghurt, olives, or a bit of red cabbage. That's my lunch.
What have you gone for? Have you gone for all of them, or one of them, or two of them?
Well, I'm just kind of spooning yoghurt into my mouth, feeling sorry for myself, just perusing out the window, just seeing people having much more fun than me.
Yeah, I think we've all got the picture of that in our heads now. But here's the thing. Yeah. We can, as you know, as a listener, you'll know that we are happy to be your virtual colleague slash friend, really. And you can talk to us about whatever you want, and we'll just sort of get into a role-playing exercise where we become your friend. I mean, what is it, Ben, that you'd like to chat about?
I'll chat about some music, chat about some films. I watched The Shining for the first time this morning to try and... Because I've never seen it before. I thought that'll be nice and I don't know, relaxing.
Yeah.
And, that was weird. That was a weird couple of hours while I was kind of lying on the floor.
Yeah. And, I think it's odd you haven't seen The Shining, isn't it? That came out in, like, 1980 or something, didn't it? So,
no earlier than that, surely.
Stop arguing the cat.
Shut up.
It came out whenever that came out, didn't it? And it's a surprise you haven't seen The Shining. Are you a fan? This is the chatting now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Are you a fan of the work of Kubrick?
I've seen that, and I think I've seen about, like, 10 minutes of 2000 Space Odyssey, and it was just like, I don't understand, there's, like, monkeys, there's a big black rock, and then there's things in space. I was like, I don't think
the rock was in it.
Well, mate, that'd have been better. It'd have been maybe that'd be more like exciting. But The Shining was weird. I just kind of watched it and didn't quite understand why the kid wasn't in school. That was like, which is like really sad. That was my one takeaway from the film. What was he not in school?
Well, wasn't it the holidays?
It was like 6 months. They're there like 6 months. That's a long school.
Yeah,
holiday.
But they got snowed in, didn't they? So you know,
well, that's true.
That's probably why. I mean, kids like it when it snows because the school's shut, don't they? So. You know,
that is true.
It's probably what happened is that Jack Torrance, that's in The Shining, Cornelius.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Okay. He was listening to, you know, something like talk radio or a local radio station like that, and he heard the message that goes out when schools are closed because of the snow. And he thought, if the school's closed, I might as well take the family to a remote hotel in the mountains that's haunted instead of going to school because the school's shut. And then... Little Daniel.
He seems happy. I mean, Jack seemed all right, you know, writing his novel, and then he kind of loses it in the most over-the-top, chewing scenery kind of way, which was quite amusing.
Yeah. But all right, I think we've done film. Do you want to move on? What else do you want to chat about?
I'm a bit weirded out. Like, I've just been kind of, like, looking out the window, and there's the guy in the flat opposite, just standing there in his pants, which is a little bit weird.
Yeah.
So that was...
This is like Rear Window now.
Yeah.
It is. It's kind of like a less murdery Rear Window. Yeah. He's just kind of scratching himself. Well, so far, if he doesn't stop scratching himself. I'm not obviously... I can't even get down the stairs.
Yeah,
so
don't go and murder him. I mean, that's just not right.
Do you reckon he's listening to this as well?
He could be, couldn't he?
If you are, wave now.
No, he's still scratching.
Okay, fine. Maybe he wants to wave, but he's so itchy that he can't take his hand away.
Most likely,
he's going to fall off if he doesn't stop itching it, I think.
Does he do this? Does he know you're watching? Does he know you're watching?
No, like, well, I'm just. I mean, I'm standing in my kitchen, and like he's opposite in his bedroom. Granted, I've got binoculars. but no, I'm really no. But he can't see, and it's getting to the point where he does it so often. He'll just lie on his bed with his iPad
Okay, I think we'll just stop there. He might not be scratching.
That is true.
Here's what you should be doing. Here's what you should be doing, right? And this is what you should do to freak him out, right? Dress up, right, as one of the little girls from The Shining, the twins by the lift,
yeah,
right, and just stand silently in your window with your hunched back and your your yogurt, right, just looking at him, but occasionally just smear the yogurt on your face. Right, just do that, and then just
I'll do that.
Freak him out. All right, well, let us know how that goes. Great chatting to you, Ben. That's Ben for this afternoon's Lonely Lunch Club, and I think we've made him fewer lonely, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah.
So good. Still to come, your headline hijacks. Then you can get them to us on 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Or at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you want.
That's good. Also, of course, your spotted. Very welcome. And later this afternoon, we have guests. We have Shazia Mirza, the comedian Shazia Mirza, coming in to join us at around 2:30. But for now, it's Talk Radio. Coming up to 10:50, we'll do some headline hijacks next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter Channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
John?
Huh?
I think we need to make our marriage work harder.
What? It's the moustache, isn't it?
No, it's our marriage allowance. There's up to £212 waiting for us to claim. Although now you mention it, I think you could lose the moustache.
Yes, dear.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £10,600 and the other pays basic rate tax, there is up to £212 of tax savings waiting for you to claim. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Should we get takeaway from Just Eat tonight?
Oh, yeah.
What do you feel like? Chinese, sushi, Indian?
They all look so good.
Wait. I see you, baby! Chicken Madras! Chicken Madras! Chicken Madras! Woo! You drive me crazy!
Just Eat. Tap the app and get that mini fist pump feeling.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Long delays on the M11 through Cambridgeshire, where there's just one lane open. Recovery of an overturned vehicle at Junction 11, Cambridge South. It's causing queues back to Junction 10 at Duxford. On the A1 through Cambridgeshire, there's an overturned car along Great North Road. It's northbound at the A43. This is near Stamford. South Wales, eastbound M4, there's an accident, or a broken down crane, near Junction 24 for the Caldra. And the M1 in West Yorkshire, two lanes closed, an accident after Junction 39 at Wakefield. I'm Dave Stanford.
Listen to my voice. Let the velvety tones wash over you. You're feeling very sleepy.
Good. Now, when you wake up, you will not forget, under any circumstances, to listen to Talk Radio this Sunday morning from 11, when Eamon Holmes is joined by hero of hypnosis, Paul McKenna. So if you're looking to become slimmer, smarter, or sleepier, happier, healthier, or wealthier, then it's radio not to be missed. Let's talk with Eamon Holmes and Paul McKenna this Sunday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. 10 minutes to 2 o'clock. Victoria will be here with the news at 2 o'clock. There will be some made-up news story action within it. We'd like you to supply that made-up news story, please. You can do it on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anything you want.
Why are we doing it like that?
I don't know. You started it.
I don't know why. Okay, also, of course, the sad news that Ronnie Corbett has died, and I once saw Ronnie Corbett in the queue for a cash machine. And there, that's me joining in with the outpourings that are happening in the media.
No, I once saw him in a pub.
There.
John,
I can't compete with people who've worked. I can't compete with Ricky Gervais.
No.
Who worked with
him. Yeah, on Extras.
But I did, who's, you know, now being quoted everywhere, but I can't compete with that. But I did once see him at a cash point. Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted. So this afternoon we are taking your spotteds. There's no name on this one, but it just came in via text. It says talk. Start with word talk. Spotted. Put the word spotted. John, I once saw Scouse radio presenter and sister of Keith Chegwin, Janice Long, letting the air out of the tyres of children's bikes in Halfords. Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted. What have you gone?
Yes. Tom has said that he once saw the Artful Dodger ordering just a strawberry milkshake at a drive-thru. He neither said bow nor selector.
Spotted.
Spotted. That's from Tom.
Spotted. I once saw Rod Hull, says Stu, in Our Price pecking CDs. Hashtag spotted. A lot of these coming in. I once saw Jerry Seinfeld in a pub, John, sorting the peanuts into size order. Spotted. 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 Hi, John, says Neil. I once saw Rowan Atkinson punch a man in the throat for suggesting that Grease 2 wasn't the pinnacle of modern filmmaking. Spotted.
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 Yes, Carla's come in. She once spotted David Hasselhoff hassling Hoff Wolfs. What's Wolfs, maybe?
What?
I don't know. It's a spelling mistake, is that it?
Give it. Doesn't make any sense.
No.
I'm glad you read it before you read it.
Yeah.
I think it might be Wolfs, yeah.
Someone saw opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn was seen entering a branch of Millets and left with a 70s-style tweed jacket under his arm.
Spotted.
Spotted.
I once saw John... I was out and about, John, right, Sarah, and I once saw Newsnight actress Kirsty Walk eating a Cornetto, but in Netto.
She paid for it.
Without a doubt. I wouldn't cast aspersions on the news and actress Kirsty Walk. But she also some corn. She was eating corn out of a can.
Ooh.
With a Jolly Green Giant on the side.
Yeah.
Oh, the corn is available. Probably. She was eating corn and a Cornetto in Netto.
Wow.
says Sarah. I have here. I once saw Falklands hero Simon Weston arguing about a hat in Gap. So do keep your spotteds coming in, please. Who have you spotted doing what? 87222. You can start your
message with the word talk.
Spotted. Or email thing. Or tweet to Facebook. Are we on Facebook as well? We're so modern, aren't we?
Yeah, you can Facebook. Not, I don't check it, though.
Fine. or use at talk. Does anyone? Cass?
I don't.
No, fine. At Talk Radio, never log in. At Talk Radio, if you're using Twitter, and you can do spotted. But headline hijack, look, we're minutes away, moments away from the news. And as you know, there will be people coming back into your office, your workplace probably, having been out for the last hour. They haven't heard this bit of the programme. And in many ways, that makes them better people. However, at 2 o'clock, they will hear the news if they're back. But in that news will be a news lie, and it will come from the mouth of Victoria Payne. And because it comes from her mouth, and she is a respected journalist, she speaks the truth, right?
And nothing but.
Yeah. Except at 2 o'clock, it will be partly a lie sent in by you to confuse those who get back to the office. So you can send those in as well. Headline hijack 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you want.
Okay, so Port Talbot workers, here's some that are coming in. Thank you very much for them. Port Talbot workers have announced that if their steel plants get shut down, they will force everyone to give them back all their steel that they've ever made. And that means that if you have cutlery in your house, or a car, or anything else made of steel.
A ruler, you can get steel rulers sometimes.
A can...
Hand. Is that tin, isn't it?
Yes.
You can keep that then.
If it's made of steel. You will have to give it back to help the ailing steel industry. Inspired by Alcatraz, Writes Pete this afternoon, and to help ease overcrowding in prisons, the Isle of Wight is going to be turned into a penal colony. And if you've ever been to the Isle of Wight, you'll understand why that is a good idea.
Yeah, they wouldn't have to adjust much.
If I'm honest. What have you got there, Cornelius?
Yes, who's this from?
I don't know.
Hugh has sent this in. He says, Hell's Angels Motorcycle Club are set to become the new faces of Dove Soap in a bid to change their media perception.
The internet has announced this afternoon that it is full. If you have anything uploaded to the internet that you no longer need, then the internet have asked for you to delete it. The hard drive's full. It happens. I mean, you often get it on your computer, don't you? Your phone sometimes.
Yeah.
You either delete it or you back it up. So essentially, if you have got anything on the internet that you don't need anymore or you're not using, then they are asking if you could just
take it down.
Could just delete it from the internet to allow a little bit more space. That means we are almost at the point of the winning headline hijack. Who? Give me the name of the person who has won, Cornelia. Who's got their headline hijack into the news at 2?
Let's call her Sarah, because that is her name.
Excellent. And where is Sarah from?
Lowestoft.
Sarah in Lowestoft, congratulations. Your made-up news story will be coming out of the mouth of Victoria. Still to come on the programme, we have our work experience pundit, who today we'll be reviewing tech. We have a diversity paper review. We have a thought for the day for Satanists. The High Priest Vexen Crowley will be joining us. He is, of course, in the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He'll be joining us for his thought for the day for Satanists. The big debate at 3. And brand new game quiz feature, the old gay whistle test. A homosexual pensioner whistles a tune. Can you identify it? That is coming on the programme later. It's 2 minutes to 2. Victoria's got the news next. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
What a great day for a bargain. Not even the mile-long queue was enough to put you off. Or the frenzied scramble for those to-die-for heels. They're fabulous, by the way. And it doesn't matter that you don't need an ornamental elephant lamp. You could not buy it at that price. Because you didn't just get out of the right side of the bed. You got out of the right bed. Premier Inn. Incredible value to help you wake up wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful
life. Over the last 5 years, I've learned that if I put my mind to something, I can actually do it. I've learned I can still impress my teenage daughter. I've learned that confidence is something you can get back. And I've actually learned that I am cleverer than I thought I was.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. Right now, the UK is at the cutting edge of innovation, and the world is looking to our tech companies to help develop the future of healthcare, smart cities, and infrastructure. Think smart and find live opportunities to grow your business. Visit exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
It's 2 o'clock.
Talk Radio.
It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, one of Britain's best-loved comics, Ronnie Corbett, has died. A flyover collapse in India has killed 14 people. And Han Solo's jacket is up for grabs.
Talk Radio.
The comedian Ronnie Corbett has died. His publicist says he was surrounded by family when he passed away this morning. The 85-year-old is best known for starring in the BBC show The Two Ronnies.
4 candles. 4 candles. Here you are. 4 candles. No, 4 candles. Well, there you are. 4 candles. No, 4 candles. Candles for forks.
In tributes, he's been described as a legend, brilliant and funny, and one of the true greats of British comedy. Sir Bruce Forsyth says he was a master of his craft.
I did quite a few things with Ronnie, and he was wonderful to work with. You just felt so close, and his timing was immaculate.
His comedy partner, Ronnie Barker, died in 2005, and Christopher Biggins, who was a close friend, has told Talk Radio his death hit Ronnie hard.
They were almost a marriage. I mean, you know, it was like losing his partner. In more than just writing and appearing-wise, they were very, very close indeed, and they'd made such an impact on entertainment, on television. I mean, they were just fantastic.
The Prime Minister has admitted there are no guarantees the steel industry crisis can be resolved. David Cameron, who's chaired a meeting of ministers at Downing Street, has ruled out nationalisation to tackle the threat of thousands of job losses. It's after the Indian company Tata announced it wants to sell its UK assets, including the giant steelworks at Port Talbot in South Wales. At least 14 people are believed to have died and dozens are trapped under rubble after a motorway flyover collapsed in the Indian city of Kolkata. It was under construction when the overpass fell onto busy traffic below. South Africa's main opposition party has called for the country's president to be removed from office. It's after Jacob Zuma was ordered to pay back some of the £11 million of public money spent on improvements to his personal home. The average council tax bill in England is rising 3.1%. That's an increase of £46. A typical Bandee property will pay £1,520 over the next year. Many areas are seeing their biggest rise in council tax this decade because certain councils need help funding adult social care. Just two areas are cutting bills. Both of those are in London. And Harrison Ford is putting the jacket he wore as Han Solo in the latest Star Wars film up for auction. The 73-year-old signed and donated the item to help raise money for research into epilepsy, a condition his daughter has. Bidding for the leather jacket currently stands at £23,000, with 11 days until the online auction closes.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Lots of sunshine with a few showers. Feeling cold though, with highs of 8 degrees.
8 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former Aston Villa assistant manager Ray Wilkins says Gary Neville could be a candidate for the vacancy at Villa Park. Remigard left the Premier League's bottom club on Tuesday, leaving Villa to search for their third manager this season. Wilkins, who was dismissed with Tim Sherwood in November, told TalkSport what Villa need with their next manager.
You've got to have somebody with the Villa now that knows English football. You've got to be able to get this group of guys to work again, because the club, it cannot stay down there for too long. It's a wonderful club.
Former Valencia boss Kike Flores says he's not interested in returning to the Spanish club after Neville was sacked yesterday. Flores is currently in charge at Watford.
I am completely happy. I am completely happy in Watford. I love the fans of Watford. We are a family.
Finally, England's cricketers will find out later who they'll play in Sunday's final of the World 2020. Hosts India and the West Indies clash in Mumbai this afternoon. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thanks, Talk Sport. Loving the banter we have.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And finally, to improve online etiquette, Google have announced you'll need to type please or thank you at the end of all search requests.
Victoria, thank you very much. 4 minutes past 2 o'clock.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Welcome along. Hello, I am. Like Donald Trump. Sexy music tracks this morning. On obesity.
Looking across the heads.
Yeah. Was it Cat Shube? Pay.
I have a question.
And you're welcome to it. Even Muslims. Doggy Style Council. Bear's Den. The biggest threat to women's health.
Hashtag jokes from 2006.
Clap-based lights.
Happy with that.
Because he does that outside of marriage. Because it's like terrorism, isn't it?
He's called Cornelius. Cornelius is normal clothing.
You go more hideous as the days wear on.
Yeah.
So hang on, wait a minute. Point out the obvious, the meat.
Well, that's lovely, isn't it?
So let's gorge ourselves in a rainforest. Super ass. When I erect, I like to play.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
6 minutes past 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Don't forget, you can text us. We are taking your spotted. Thank you. We are taking those this afternoon. If you've spotted anyone doing a thing, or you can text us just generically with some reaction. 87222. Although, if you're Vernon Kay, start your message with the word sexed. You can tweet us as well, you can email us, or you can just turn up to Talk Radio Studios here in Hatfield in London and shout at us from outside in the street. Plus, this afternoon, we are giving away a steel industry. There is one up for grabs. Don't forget, it's the UK's one, and if you'd like it, simply complete this sentence. I would like to win Britain's steel industry because, in 10 words or fewer than 10 words, write your answer on a postcard, then text the postcard to Talk Radio, the radio, London. I'm sorry, we can't return any of your drawings. Always read the label. Talk Radio. Let's quickly go to the text for some reaction. Cornelius has the he's sitting there like in the right stuff with in the with headset on and a computer, and he's got some reaction that's been coming in this afternoon from reaction. What reactions have been
plenty
coming in?
Plenty of reaction coming in, John, this afternoon. Charles has said bloody Labour.
Yeah.
Darren has said bloody Tories, wow. And a bloody UKIP has come in from everyone.
Yeah, fine. I've got some other reaction here. It just says bloody. That's some reaction. If you've got a reaction, then do react in this direction. There's also a couple of spotteds come in as well, of course. We are doing spotteds this afternoon because I once saw Ronnie Corbett at a cash machine. Spotted. What have you got? Spotted.
Mr. Biscuit. Spotted. I once saw Dave Benson Phillips trying to antagonise a pigeon in a derelict Woolworths.
Spotted. I once saw... Hi, John. Writes Alan. I once saw Eamon Holmes on fire near a bin. Past two then. Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And if you are regularly listening to this, you will know that we are road testing pundits. You've seen the pundits on the television. They turn up, don't they? And they review a thing, a film or a music, or they review a something, a magazine. I don't know what they do. And they're on the radio doing the same thing, or they're in a magazine reviewing a film, but they're all the same people, the pundits. They're always the same, aren't they? Reviewing the thing on the thing. But where come the next generation is with the question I am asking. It's also the question Cornelius is asking.
Where come the next generation?
Here they come now, because experience punditry, we are road testing work experience people, with the added bonuses that we don't have to pay them. So, we reviewed Hipster Nonsense. Day before that, music. Before that, television. Today, it's what are we reviewing? Rudd.
We're reviewing tech and technology.
Tech and technology.
They're the same thing, essentially.
Yes. So why did you use both of those words?
I don't know. I didn't finish it the first time, so I thought I'll continue this sentence and finish it off. So if anyone was unsure,
yes,
they'd understand.
Okay. Is Rudd like a... Because like it's not a proper name, that, is it?
I mean, define a proper name.
Robert.
I mean... Oh, it's a condensed version of Rudyard, as in...
Your name's Rudyard?
Yeah.
I didn't, that's excellent,
isn't it? I didn't know that.
Look at that, Rudyard.
Yeah.
You don't get many Rudyards, do you?
No. You really don't.
You get the odd lanyard.
Yeah.
To get into festivals.
And then when I'm wearing a lanyard, it's the Rudyard lanyard.
Yes.
Say that four times backwards.
Lanyard, Rudyard, Lanyard, Rudyard. Oh, no, you're right.
No, you can't.
You're absolutely right.
You can't.
You've just found an impossible thing to do. Well done. Rudyard,
mm-hmm.
What's your surname?
Lang. It's an odd one. You don't get many Rudyard Langs, I can tell you that.
Fine. Good, so you're here reviewing tech and
I
technology,
am.
Even though that's the same thing. What, are you a student, by the way?
Is that no, I'm. I don't do anything.
Fine. So, work experience, punditry, tech and technology on a Thursday. What do we got?
Okay, Apple released their latest version of the iPhone yesterday. No, today.
Today, right, yeah.
It's the iPhone SE, which is 4 inches, and it looks similar to an iPhone 5S. But it's pretty much, it performs the same as an iPhone 6.
So it's the same.
Well, it's, yeah, it's an iPhone 5
yes.
that performs like an iPhone 6, essentially. It's got 12 megapixel camera, an A9 processor, if anyone knows what that means.
Don't know what that is.
I have no idea what it means. No.
But you're reviewing tech, you should know.
I mean, yeah. It's got longer 14 hours of battery life, 14 hours of talk time, 13 hours of internet use, and it can shoot 4K video and capture 63 megapixel panoramas.
Mm.
Which is big, I think.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Megapixels.
I don't know.
How many megapixels are my eyes?
A lot. Well, it depends how big the photo is or how good the camera. It depends if you're using an iPhone SE.
Well, no, but just my eyes. Like, I can see you now.
Yeah.
In how many megapixels can I see you?
I'm...
You're asking... No, you see, what you're doing... You're asking a biology question to a tech expert. Or to...
Run. To someone who has spent like 4 minutes on Google.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I bet 4 minutes, I bet fewer than 4 minutes on Google would answer your question. Why don't you Google it now? Find out about your eyes. While he's doing that. What else? I mean, the iPhone thing. I mean, we touched on this last week, I think, when they announced they were going to be doing it. It's, I mean, pointless, isn't it?
It is a little bit. I mean, you can only really get it online. It's either $499
yes.
for 64 gigabytes or $399
for 16. But it's not the... If you're going to... Right, Apple, right, if you're listening, and I know you do, right, I think this show goes out... They play this out to all the employees
in their
of Apple
offices.
In their offices in California, right? And so, Apple, listen, if you're going to invent a new... If you're going to bring a new iPhone out, put something in it that's not been in it before. Not just that it, with the latest update, it changes its colour at night to help you sleep better. That's rubbish, right? Something that we need, like a... laser to cut through steel.
Yeah, steel
yeah,
laser.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because, we're not although, really going to need steel lasers, what with Tata
no.
leaving, are we?
Actually, you've got a good point, actually. No, this is why he's a tech guy.
Yeah,
this
very
is
good.
Why he's a tech guy. Have you found out the answer to your eyes question?
Not yet.
Okay.
I think the article you're looking at is explaining it in, like, how many pixels your eye can see, as opposed to...
But you wish you hadn't asked this question.
I really do, yeah.
But you've got to find the answer. We're not letting you off the hook with this. No.
Do you want to hear about some more stuff while he Googles that?
I don't know, really. What do you think?
Should we just wait for him?
I mean, I know that's traditional in a review, but not really.
I'm just
trying to think of other things Apple could put in. They could make it like a Swiss Army knife.
They could do.
So why not pull out... Right, so you've got an iPhone.
Yeah.
But out of the side of it, it might have to be wider, but that's fine. It's a sacrifice for technology. You get a corkscrew.
Yeah.
And a bottle opener coming out of the side of the iPhone.
That'd be good.
That'd be pretty neat.
One of those things for getting stones out of horses' hooves that no one has ever needed or used.
Is that what they are?
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea.
You know the thing out of the side? That's
what
for getting...
Yeah. That looks a little bit like a screwdriver. Is that what it
that's
is?
That's what it is. Getting stones out of horses' hooves.
I had no idea.
A little magnifying glass. Useful.
Yeah, but you've got a camera on it. You don't really need a magnifying glass. Unless you want
you've
to burn
zoom.
Ants. So...
Yeah, well, yeah. Exactly. How many ants can you burn with a camera?
Or it could, just, or it could just have a pull-out ant burner.
Yeah, a little blowtorch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you
yes.
can use that for lots of reasons.
Well, chefs.
Chefs,
burn
yeah.
It. You can use it to burn chefs.
Yeah.
I don't trust chefs. And I think they should be burned. I'm saying it just... Well, you mind, Rudder? Just... it's how talk radio works.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
I say something controversial. Right?
Is that how it works?
Yeah, I say something controversial like that. Like, I think we should burn all chefs. Mm-hmm. Right? And then what happens is it's reaction.
That's people, an interesting strategy you got there.
Reaction and say something controversial. Like, I don't believe. I don't really think we should burn chefs. But
I mean,
like,
you backtrack now because you don't want to get in trouble with the bosses.
No!
When secretly you do actually want to burn chefs.
No, I have thought about it.
That's what they all say. They all say, oh, you know, I was just joking when I was talking about burning chefs.
On balance, I'm happy with chefs. Not all chefs. I mean, some of them I would burn.
Yeah, some of them are pretty awful.
But some of them I wouldn't. So, you know. Anyway, a little blowtorch for burning chefs in the side of the iPhone, along with the other
I'm
thing.
Sure. What's the guy, Tim, the head of Apple at the moment?
Tim Westwood.
Tim Westwood's the
yeah.
I'm sure.
Tim Westwood.
Yeah. The big dog.
Big dog, yeah. The Big Apple, they call him now.
He just walks...
They call him the Big Apple.
He just walks around the Silicon Valley blowing an air horn.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
He's always encouraging phones to have phone cases on as well.
Yeah, and an air or built-in air horns he wants.
Yeah.
I mean, there's already air horn apps, aren't there? Anyway,
have you found out the answer to your question yet?
Yeah, I did.
Go on.
It's 576 megapixels.
Did you just make that up?
No, look, it's there. Look, in bold. It's bold.
Oh, yeah. It is in bold, and it's on the internet, so that means it's true.
216. Rudd is with us. He's our work experience pundit. He'll be back with more after these messages.
Talk radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
People of these fair isles, listen up. From this day forward, you don't need cash. Not for your morning cuppa or takeaway supper. Not for that lunchtime bap or new baseball cap. It's time to break free. To stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I am proud.
8 chocolate eclairs, £8.80, please, love.
Oh, right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa contactless. It's the only change you need.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. Whether it's food or cosmetics, demand for UK products overseas is growing fast, and your business could be missing out. For help selling online to millions of people around the world, visit exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
And the offensive hitman attained the ball and let loose a humongous death strike from the edge of the danger zone. Whoa, one zip. You gotta love the British Premiership League.
Our American cousins might not yet understand football, but they do understand how to make some pretty amazing glue. Water-activated Gorilla Glue sticks stone, wood, metal, ceramics, and more with an incredibly strong bond. Gorilla Glue is tough, America's most loved, and now available over here in Blighty.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the A34 in Oxfordshire, there's a broken down car southbound near the South Hinksey turn, so a lane closed. There's queues on the eastbound M4 in South Wales, a broken down crane near junction 24, the Caldera, so queues to get past, just two lanes open. Overturned car on the A1 near Stamford, it's northbound at the A43 exit, so you'll find a lane closed. And the northbound M1 in West Yorkshire still has just two lanes open, an accident after junction 39, the Wakefield turn. I'm Dave Stamford.
Have you heard about the latest invisible hearing aids at Boots? They're so small they won't be noticed, giving you the confidence to get on with your day every day. And now there's a third off our latest invisible hearing aids. Pop into your local Boots store or book a hearing check online today. Boots. Let's feel good. Selected hearing aids only. Terms and conditions apply. See in-store for details. Offer ends 31st of May 2016.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
2:19, it is Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes. Just before we go back to Rudd for more tech review, work experience, punditry, just time for some more of your reactions that are coming in to Talk Radio this afternoon. You can send your reactions on 87222.
Send your message to 87222. I just
said that.
I know, but I said it wrong. So, and start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you want.
What have we got coming in, Cornelius?
Yes. A mum in Barry has said vile, absolutely vile, and Barry in mum has said hypocrite.
Yeah, I've got one here from Julio, just says burn all chefs, hashtag disgraceful.
Oh, classic Julio.
Also, we've got spotteds, of course, coming in. If you've ever spotted someone, I once saw Ronnie Corbett in a queue for a cash point. John, I spotted disco sensation / Eurovision star Nicky French buying a kebab in Bognor Regis. That's from Valentin. This is from Stephen. John, I once spotted the footballer Stan Collymore looking through my window one night in a local car park. Right, 2:21 Thursday afternoon. Thursday afternoon means it is Work Experience Pundit Tech version. Rudyard.
Hello.
Who thinks... Do you know what? I've never been in a studio with two people with such ridiculous names. Because right, you're called Rudyard.
I am.
And you're called Cornelius.
Cornelius.
I mean... I mean, really?
Yes, I mean, my name.
I mean, how wrong of this to happen today on a day when two men with the simple name of Ronnie, right, have left us forever, okay?
Yeah.
One Ronnie went in 2005, Ronnie Corbett today, right? What a simple name, what a simple effect. Two of them, both called Ronnie. Mm. The two Ronnies.
What if we were all just called Ronnie? That would either simplify or confuse things quite a lot.
I mean, you make a point. But what I'm saying is, you're never going to have a double act called Rudyard and Cornelius.
That's where you're wrong,
to be honest,
John.
Yeah, that this sounds like an Edinburgh Fringe solo show. Like.
It sounds like a low rent conveyancing solicitor. Oh, yeah. We're thinking of moving house. Who did your conveyancing? Oh, it was Rudyard and Cornelius. Oh yes, they're cheap, aren't they? Yes, for a reason. Mm. Anyway, the Rudyard half of this crazy conveyancing double act. You're going to be sick?
No, I'm fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
You don't feel very well, do you?
No.
You don't look very well?
I'm not very well.
What's wrong?
I don't know.
It'll be that five-day-old pasty you ate the other day.
Is it that pasty?
It might be.
Regular listeners will know that we Cornelius had a five-day-old Ginster's slice in his bag, and we got a food expert on to tell him whether he should eat it or not. She said, absolutely not under any circumstances. He could have been leaning against the radio for 5 days. So we made him eat it.
Mate, you told me before we went on air, whatever happens, make sure you eat it.
And now it's come back. It's quite literally bite you on the arse, isn't it? Anyway, let's go. I think we were reviewing tech just some time ago.
Oh, yeah.
With Work Experience Pundit Rudyard. What else have you got? We've done Apple. What have you got?
So this one's pretty neat. The world's first cyborg Olympics is coming this October. It's basically people with, you know, genetic enhancements, you know,
yes,
people who've maybe lost limbs or something,
yes,
competing against...
Yes.
Normal isn't the word. People who are unaffected by, like, cybernetics.
Oh, I see. Right, okay.
So the BBC's going to cover it. It's going to be in Zurich.
This sounds amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, in a cycling race, for example, paraplegics will be propelled forward by an electrical stimulation systems that move their legs by stimulating the muscles. And then they'll be competing against normal cyclists.
This is... Don't use the word normal. This is incredible.
Yeah, sorry. Actually, I don't know what I meant to use.
Able-bodied.
I don't know. It changes every day. just say cyclists.
I'll
fine.
Just say cyclists.
This is going to be great, because you remember how good the Paralympics were, right?
Yeah, yeah,
remember
yeah.
How brilliant. Oh, so
Olympics,
good.
Paralympics, absolutely brilliant. You know, the country as one united. It was absolutely awesome. So this actually sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah, but it could also be the beginning of the end. It could be the Terminator plot.
Well, we were talking about this earlier, of course, there was a story that sat-navs are preventing us from using... our inbuilt sense of direction, and we're losing it in evolutionary terms. But that wasn't the problem. The problem, Rudd, was that, take it the other way, what if sat-navs become sentient? Because eventually it could happen, right? And then you'll find that they will direct us deliberately into no-through roads.
That was an episode of Doctor Who. It, like, back when Martha was the assistant, that sat-nav started taking over cars and driving people off bridges and stuff.
See?
Wow!
See, we had Professor Know-It-All on earlier.
Professor Mark Bishop.
Yes! We had Professor Mark Bishop on earlier, and he poo-pooed this idea.
Classic Mark.
But there you go! He didn't... But he's failed to realise that it's already happening!
Yeah, it's already happening on Doctor Who.
I mean, it happened, like, 6 years ago. Don't know.
God, it's for a professor.
How behind is he?
Uh-huh. He said he was ahead of the key. He said he was the foremost person on artificial intelligence. Doesn't know anything.
But yeah, 80 teams are expected to compete in the cybathlon, is what they're calling it.
Oh, now they've called it a cybathlon.
It's
like
a rubbish name.
It's not great. But
I mean, that's just a poor portmanteau.
If it does well...
A portmanteau.
Good Lord. If it does well, the next one could take place in Tokyo in 2020, like at the same time in the Summer Olympic Games.
What if it doesn't take well? Where will it? Where will the next one be?
I don't know. They haven't said that.
Scunthorpe.
If the what's it called? The what games?
Cyborg Olympics.
If the Cyborg Olympics comes from Scunthorpe, that could put Scunthorpe on the map. And if it is on the map, the sat-navs will know where it is.
Oh, no!
Do you see how it all... It's a conspiracy! It all comes together. I sound like Howard Hughes on his programme now, don't I?
Yeah.
Banging on about the explainable. The unexplainable.
The unexplained.
I'm explaining it, though.
Yeah.
What else have we got, Rudd?
SoundCloud are going to be launching their own music streaming service, so kind of like Spotify or Apple Music.
We needed one of those.
Yeah, because SoundCloud's been a bit... like, they've been going downhill, basically, because they've been getting... I'm not sure what the word to use is here. Basically...
Normal.
No, they're basically, they're having a lot of issues with copyright and people putting cover songs up on their stuff.
I had something deleted from thing.
From SoundCloud?
Yeah.
Did you?
Not my song, I just uploaded a song that I liked.
Well, there you go then. You're part of the problem, aren't you?
But they've announced that they'll do their own SoundCloud thing, which is called SoundCloud Go. It's only available in the US at the moment, but it will come over here, and it's on iOS and Android. And they say they're going to have 125 million tracks from 12 million creators. So what they're basically saying is, we're not going to have the Kanyes and the Beyoncés on our service. It's going to be more for, like, individual artists and stuff.
So they can upload it to their own accounts, and therefore, then they get the money.
I assume they get a cut of what gets paid for it. So that's pretty cool. I think it's kind of a way that SoundCloud are kind of trying to, you know, save their sinking ship.
You can have too much of a thing, though, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, that won't work.
Too many
out,
music streaming stuff.
I mean,
because Tidal.
You heard it here first.
Tidal kind of. It didn't do great.
Tidal was
Jay-Z and Beyoncé's, and then everyone just got like the free 30-day trial so they could download Kanye's album, and they just cancelled it as soon as it finished.
In many ways, it was a Tidal wave.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Good one, John.
And then the tide
became
went out
of Spotify.
That doesn't work.
No, none of it works.
And there you sum up this show, more or less exactly. Still to come. Have you got any more, Robert? Or just like
I've got a couple more, but if we're out of time,
just rattle through one of them. It's fine.
Nintendo are going to be launching their first smartphone game today. It's
today.
Being launched. Yeah. It's called Miitomo, and it's kind of a mixture of a social network, a Sims-like life simulator, and their kind of really quite weird 3DS game called Tomodachi Life. I don't know. It's basically, imagine Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
Have you got it?
No, a little bit more time.
It's hard to imagine.
Just imagining Twitter.
John's tweeted in, said he can't really imagine it.
I've imagined it now.
Twitter inside like a Sims game, and then you've got your own little guy called a me, and then you're just you're in the little world, you're saying whatever you want, you're meeting other people. So it's kind of a little bit of an MMO, a little bit of Twitter, a little bit of Sims, and it's just on Android and iOS.
Sounds appalling. Right, it's 29 minutes past 2 o'clock. Our guest of this afternoon, Shazia Mirza, will join us very shortly indeed. Cornelius, speaking of... you look ill. Speaking of, you know, never mind SoundCloud, you look like you're going to download that pasty at some point.
Surely you mean upload.
It depends which end it comes out of, if I'm really honest with you, doesn't it? Possibly simultaneously both, by the look of him. Do you want to go and do that during the news?
Yeah.
Just go into the office and do it, right? And just say it's a metaphor for Paul Ross.
Oh, God.
Right, it's 2:30, Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
Ronnie Corbett, one of the country's best-loved comics, has died this morning at the age of 85. Comedians have been leading the way with tributes. Ricky Gervais says he was a legend. Sarah Millican has described him as a lovely man, while David Walliams has called him his comedy idol. Sir Bruce Forsyth has hailed Ronnie Corbett as one of the greatest entertainers.
A master. He was only a little master, I know, but a master of his craft. And he was like that. If you worked with him, I did quite a few things with Ronnie, and he was wonderful to work with.
David Cameron says the government is doing all it can to help the UK steel industry, but he doesn't think nationalisation is the answer. The Prime Minister chaired an emergency meeting in Downing Street this morning after Tata Steel said it was selling its operations in the UK. At least 14 people are believed to have died and 70 are thought to be injured after a motorway flyover that was under construction collapsed in the Indian city of Kolkata. Witnesses say it fell onto busy traffic below. A court in South Africa has found the country's president failed to uphold, defend and respect his country's constitution after he spent state funds on his home. The main opposition there says they'll start proceedings to remove Mr. Zuma from office. And Whoopi Goldberg is creating her own medical marijuana company to help women who have period pains. It's called Whoopi Amaya and the range includes a balm, bath soak and chocolate drink. The weather, a mix of both sunshine and showers across the UK with a chance of hail and thunder in places, highs of 12 degrees.
Have you ever spotted anyone famous anywhere, Victoria? Because we were talking about this, because I wanted to join in with the Ronnie Corbett tribute thing. Because,
yes,
as you just said there, people say a thing about someone who's died and then they get onto the news, as you've just proved.
Mm.
Right, I wanted to sort of join in, but I haven't really got anything apart from I once saw Ronnie Corbett at a cash point.
Is that true?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely true. And Cornelius once saw him in a pub.
Yeah, in a pub at the end of my road. Yeah. Pepsi.
Yeah, you've got some sick on your chin. Yeah, so I just wondered if you'd want to join in with Spotted.
Yeah.
Spotted.
So I haven't seen Ronnie Corbett.
No.
But I did see Larry Lamb in Broadgate, which is Coventry City Centre.
Yeah.
And I got really excited. I was like, oh my God, it's Larry Lamb. And then he reversed to get away from me and practically fell over a child and said he was busy working.
Spotted Larry Lamb falling over a child in Broadgate in Coventry. If you'd like to send a spotted, you can do it 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can do it at Twitter.
Sorry, I thought you'd done.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word spotted.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
2:33, you can also send in some of your reactions this afternoon as well. Your reactions are very welcome. It's Talk Radio. Your reactions have come in. What are people reacting to, Cornelius?
Tony in East London says, this is an outrage.
Yes.
And Jim says, all aboard the Outrage Express. Lots of outrage today, John.
I've got some here as well. I've just got this. It just says hashtag Trump.
Oh,
that's Andy in the Wirral.
Yeah.
Roy just writes, I blame the microwaves. And he's written that in capital letters. Someone here just says, armed forces. That's Paul. And Gavin's in Erith and says, put that back in. It's clearly not done yet. And it is Talk Radio. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons, if we're being specific, which I am. I am John Holmes, and we are joined by Guest Action, which I promised you. And Guest Action, I am now delivering Shazia Mirza, comedian, etc. How the hell are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
Good. It's nice to see you again.
Thank you.
I haven't seen you for ages. I last saw you. Where did we last meet? It was either...
public toilet.
Yes, it was either that or a private toilet. I can't remember which it was. I can't remember. No, we've worked together, haven't we? We've done the radio things.
Have we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You all
look the same to me after a while.
I knew she was going there. She went there. She did.
You look like everybody in that office next door.
I don't.
You look like all the talk sport lads.
Shirt. spiky hair, bit of a bloke. It's everyone in that office.
I'm literally not a bit of a bloke. Also, I haven't got much hair left, so it's kind of you to say. So, listen, Shazia Mirza, a comedian, obviously, as we've said, and doubtless you're in here plugging something, because that's the point. Why else would you be asked to come in?
Yeah, why else would I have got out of bed this early?
Exactly. So, come on, get it over with. What are you doing?
I'm on tour with the Kardashians Made Me Do It.
Yes.
Which is my latest show, and I'm on at Soho Theatre all next week, Monday to Thursday, 7:30 p.m.
Yeah. Right, that's that done.
Dean Street on London. It's my third run there. Yeah, a few tickets still available. Monday to Thursday next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Good. The Kardashians made me do it.
Shazia Mirza.
Do you think that I've got that for you?
A good amount of admin there.
Message has come across. So what's the show about? The Kardashians made you do what?
It's about ISIS and jihadi brides.
Okay.
So any Kardashian fans coming to watch it are going to have the shock of their life.
Has that happened, though? I mean, presumably people have, right?
Yeah, I've got these big girls with big arses who've come along.
Yeah.
Big makeup, looking like the Kardashians, because they love them so much, they dress up as the Kardashians.
That's a weird thing to
do. And they turn up, and I'm all jihadi this, jihadi that, and ISIS. And they've had the shock of their life. But do you know what? The show is so funny, they've actually stayed.
Oh, wow.
Till the end. They haven't understood everything, but they've been shocked.
Yeah. And ironically, weirdly then, you've sort of converted them.
I've converted them. Yeah, I've converted these infidels.
So why? I mean, what's the link then? I mean, I don't want to spoil. No spoilers, obviously, for the show. But in what way have the Kardashians led this path? Why?
Well, they are to blame for everything, aren't they? Everything.
Yeah, even much.
ISIS. They are the reason for ISIS. This is what... my show's called The Kardashians Made Me Do It, because when the three girls from Bethnal Green went to join ISIS last year...
Yes.
Their parents were asked, why have your daughters gone to join ISIS? And the sister said, I can't understand why she's gone. She used to watch the Kardashians. And that is what they told the government of this country. They used to watch the Kardashians. That's true.
Wow.
And I love it that to them, the Kardashians represent everything that is wrong with the West, and that they are to blame for even ISIS. They blame the Kardashians for ISIS. That is true. And that is why I've called the show that.
A good way. I mean, when you're plotting a show, right? And
plotting.
Yeah.
I like the way you said that, as though it was a terrorist attack.
I've seen your show.
Plotting the show. You mean planning the show?
It's the same. Means the same. Come on.
You put your stereotypes onto me then. Plotting the show.
When you're plotting your show from your cell, you are not the one, not the prison one, like the terrorist one,
the Bradford one.
That's it. When you're doing that. How do you engineer it? Did you hear that phrase, obviously, with that story, and then do it from there, or did you sort of know what you wanted to talk about and then reverse engineer it?
I actually wanted to call the show The Road to al-Baghdadi, because the leader of ISIS is Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, but I did it in Edinburgh as a work in progress, and then when I brought it to London, they wouldn't let me call it that. I took it to a theatre in North London and they said, no, we're really worried that it'll end up on Twitter. ISIS will see it and we could get into serious trouble.
I see.
So I said, don't worry about it. Look, ISIS are in Syria and you are in Kilburn. Don't worry. They're not fans of comedy. They're not going to turn up. And they said, no, we're really worried. So at the last minute, I had to take that line out of my show about the Kardashians and put it as a title.
Yeah.
That's how that happened. So they wouldn't let me call it what I wanted to because they were worried.
But what's happening, though, it is expanding your audience into those areas, as you said, that not ordinarily...
That I don't want to go in.
That's it. That's exactly right.
Kardashian fans are coming along now.
If ever anyone could straddle the twin realms of Kardashian and ISIS, Shazia, it had to be you.
I know, it's me, isn't it?
So let's talk about some other stuff. Because Ronnie Corbett, of course, now a lot of comedians playing tribute to Ronnie Corbett, because that's what you do when someone dies. And, you know, then you get on Twitter and then you got the news. It's what you do. Did you ever watch your Ronnie? Corbett?
I grew up with Ronnie. I grew up with the two Ronnies.
Yeah.
They were always there. They were on TV all the time. And my favourite two Ronnie sketch was the optician sketch. I don't know if you remember this, where Ronnie Corbett goes in and asks Ronnie Barker for an eye test. But Ronnie Barker is more blind than Ronnie Corbett. And they swap glasses and they actually find that they can see much better when they leave.
Right.
It's, well, that's one of my favourite sketches. But I just
were they
love
an influence
them.
Then in that sense? I mean, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, they were an influence because of comedy. But I think in terms of if you get into comedy, you soak up everything, don't you?
Yeah,
rather
yeah,
than
yeah,
specifics.
Yeah. Yeah, like when I was growing up, I watched Kenny Everett,
yeah.
The Two Ronnies, Larry Grayson, John Inman, all the gay ones, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
I felt like I could relate to them. I don't know why. But I watched everything. You watch everything. George and Mildred. I mean, everything. I watched everything growing up, and yeah. I loved it all.
So for those that don't know, I mean, in terms of your background, what sort of led you down the comedy comedic route? What got you into it?
My dad plotted me. He plotted me down this path. He said, you've got to go out and make them laugh. Make them laugh. We don't want any more doctors in the house. We want you to make them laugh now. And that's what happened.
Is he proud?
No, he's disgusted. They are disgraced. My parents are really embarrassed. They're in denial. Right. They're in denial about me being a comedian. People stop my dad in the street in Birmingham and they go, we saw your daughter on TV. And he'll go, yes, that is right. But you know, she has a degree in biochemistry. And that's all he goes on about is my academic. Academic qualification.
Which you've never used.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
I made some drugs, but that was it. That's what biochemistry is, isn't it?
I don't know. I've never. But now you've said it, yes.
Hacienda, 1990.
You were sort of the go-to.
That was me.
You just outed her as a dealer.
I went to Manchester University. That's what we did at the time.
Yeah.
But they're embarrassed about the comedy. They just don't talk about it.
Really, even now, at your level of success?
No, they don't talk about it. It's very embarrassing for them. You know, they don't go down the mosque. They don't want to talk about my comedy, do they?
I suppose not, no. Good point, well made, yeah.
She's
yeah.
going to hell! She's going down! What can we do?
I suppose the round robin from the Mirza household just takes on...
But my parents loved the Two Ronnies. They always used to watch the Two Ronnies. They used to think they were hilarious. They love Ronnie Corbett's stories.
Yeah.
He was a great storyteller.
Well, indeed. And it's weird because my dad got me into sort of the comedy world as well. And he used to watch The Goodies.
Tim Brooke Taylor,
and he used to do
the goodies, the goody goody yum. Yeah, do you remember that?
Yeah, that what you said. Yeah, and he used to like that, and he used to have sort of Peter Sellers albums
and this kind of stuff.
Yeah. So and it's weird, but again, my dad is a builder, retired builder. You know, he's not funny, but he was into it, and
God,
it kind of got me into that sort of world. And it's funny how our parents kind of watch their TV tech, because I didn't know what was going on in The Goodies because I was too young. All the Two Ronnies actually, and I didn't get half. Of it, and certainly when my mum used to work nights, she was a nurse, and when she went to work, he used to get me out of bed, take me downstairs and put me in front of Monty Python repeats.
Do you know what, I think it was of that era where there was so much comedy on and so much different comedy. Not my dad used to love Dave Allen sitting there telling the stories. There was so much comedy on all the time in the 70s and 80s, more than now. I mean, there wasn't like stand-up. We didn't have like Michael McIntyre doing like one person stand-up on the telly.
No, what do you reckon to that, Michael McIntyre?
Yeah, okay, so I was not on the telly back then, was I? No.
See, I love that, because I knew what would happen, is that Shatty just stared at you like you were mental.
What's that? What happened?
You may well ask. He thinks, Shazia, he could do an impression of Michael McIntyre.
Was that it?
Yes, that was it. Okay, now don't you see? Okay.
Don't you think that's...
Oh, man.
I know.
This is when you wish the Two Ronnies were still alive.
So... Which, in many ways, watch. So, Ronnie.
Good night from him and good night from me. Do you remember that?
No, don't. That's my impression.
And do you remember him in Sorry? I used to love Sorry when he lived with his mother.
Yeah.
I love that.
They'll be repeating it. You mark my words, that'll be on.
Everything he did was brilliant, I thought.
But, most things, yeah. I mean, I know when someone dies, you have to say everything that he was brilliant, but that's not necessarily
when
true.
When you were growing up, though.
It seemed it.
Everything was brilliant, what they did, I thought.
But you look back now through, the repeats of this, and actually the Two Ronnies is one of the things that sort of stands the test of time, because of those sketches. But there are things that don't. I mean, it's quite hard, you know, weirdly, a lot of Monty Python is rubbish.
Right.
Don't you think?
It's rubbish.
But some of it.
Well,
you don't have to agree with me.
Like, Life of Brian is timeless, I think. I mean, the things that they did, some things were groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Like, Life of Brian was groundbreaking and very brave at that time.
Indeed.
You know? And people might, these days, would be scared to do some of that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You know?
Because, I mean, that's the interesting thing about that as well, is that the way we talk about religion now, everyone's a little bit more frightened of what. I mean, you've known about this because
I've been plotting these sketches for years.
You've got in trouble for saying offensive things. Don't do it now. Yeah. But it happens, doesn't it? Because we've got that offence culture.
That's because everybody's offended. Some people are offended and they don't know why. Some people are offended on other people's behalf.
I'm offended by his impression of Michael McIntyre.
Some people are offended because other people are not offended enough. And some people are just offended because they want someone to write to. Everyone's offended. Everyone's offended. And you go, why are you offended? And what are you going to do with that offence? Stomp around your allotment? What are you going to do with it? I'm offended. What does that mean? You're offended. I don't understand. You're offended. So what? Go to bed, wake up, and everything will be okay.
And you heard it there from the mouth of Shazia Mirza. And you can hear more from her mouth.
Soho Theatre. All next week. Do people from Talk Radio come to Soho Theatre? Do they go to the theatre?
Of course they do. I mean, what aspersion are you casting?
I don't know. You don't know, you know.
We're only a week old.
Well, it's not Radio 4, is it?
Well, no.
You're telling us.
I mean, no, it isn't. You're absolutely right.
There's actual comedy on here.
But the good news... I don't know, have you heard some of that?
No, my God. No, people actually laugh at stuff on here, don't they?
It turns out.
Instead of going, yeah. That was funny.
I see the point you were trying to make.
People, I get those people in my audience. I get the Guardian readers come to my audience and they're a problem, you know, because they don't really come to laugh. They come to learn. They go, let's go and see the brown woman. Let's go and see her. What is she keeping from us? What is it that we don't know? And they don't laugh. They sit there and they go, that was funny.
Yeah.
They say it, but they don't laugh.
From a comedy audience, yeah.
God, you just don't want that. And then they break out into debate and discussion within your show.
Do you have breakout rooms at your gigs?
No. I have people put their hands up and ask questions. And I have to say, look, this is not a workshop. I do the jokes, you laugh, and we all go home.
Listen, we've run out of time. Oh. That's it. Your time is over.
I thought it was Talk Radio. I thought that's all you did was talk.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, sometimes we have to sell adverts. Shazia Mirza at the... you're all over the place, aren't you? It's not just Soho Theatre, is it? You should mention that, you know, Brighton, Cambridge, Exeter, Birmingham, I've got it written down, Epsom, Tunbridge Wells. It's a website, probably, isn't there? Is there a website, probably?
Shazia-Mirza.com.
There you go. Shazia, thanks so much for coming.
Oh, thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry about him and his impression of... do you want to introduce the adverts, Michael?
Okay, now... Have you ever heard some of the adverts?
Oh, actually, just don't. Here we go. Right, it's coming up to 10 to 3. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
This spring, you'll find inspiring choices at DFS. Everything from armchairs to loungers, two-seaters, sofa beds, high backs, pillow backs, recliners, chaise longues, and corner sofas with built-in storage in sky blue, grey, ruby, teal perhaps. Right now, new season spring collection sofas are half price. Available with 4 years interest-free credit. And because they're all handmade to order in your choice of style and colour, you're sure to find the perfect one. How inspiring's that? DFS, not percent APR representative.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. Right now, the UK is at the cutting edge of innovation, and the world is looking to our tech companies to help develop the future of healthcare, smart cities, and infrastructure. Think smart and find live opportunities to grow your business. Visit exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the M1 in West Yorkshire. Northbound queues where an accident closes the lane after junction 39 at Wakefield. The Buckinghamshire stretch of the M1, there's been an accident northbound between junction 14, Milton Keynes, and 15 at Northampton, so the carriageway partly blocked. Recovery of a broken down crane continues on the eastbound M4 in South Wales towards junction 24, the Caldra, with a lane closed. And at Western on the Green in Oxfordshire, there's a broken down lorry southbound A34. I'm Dave Stamford.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cold, flakily different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comment on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
2:51 still to come on the programme today. A thought for the day for Satanists, the High Priest Vexander Crowley. He is, of course, from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He will be joining us shortly with his thought for the day for Satanists. There is the big debate at 3 o'clock. And today's brand new quiz game, the old gay whistle test. A homosexual pensioner whistles a tune. All you have to do is try to identify it. A lot of reactions coming in this afternoon to things on 87222. If you want to do it,
start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
What have we got coming in on the reactions, Cornelius? What have we got coming in on the reactions?
George in New York says, God damn you all to hell.
Okay, anything else?
Yes, Incredulous from Leeds says, no. Just no.
Just no. And who says, at who says, Rudyard there with the work experience punditry. Is that a guy or a chick? So do keep your speculation as to what Rudd is coming in on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you like.
It's 8 minutes to 3 o'clock. Are you going to be sick?
No, I'm fine.
You don't look fine. You don't feel well, do you?
No.
You ate a 5-day-old pasta that had been on the radio.
You made me eat it.
We are explaining news on the program. That's what Talk Radio does, of course. News is quite complicated, as you know. Mm-hmm. News is very complex. Hey, news is complex. But here is where we distill it down for you using the art of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Adele nominated for BAFTA. It's about time she got her break.
The news in haikus. On Talk Radio, more of those, of course, as the afternoon wears off. Now, though, I'm going to say the words corporate arse speak. If you were listening to the show last week at probably a completely dissimilar time, you will know that we sent Ginger producer Dave to a meeting. He has a lot of meetings about this programme. Funnily enough, when it finishes, he often gets called into the office by the boss. I've no idea why. Simply don't ask. Don't care. So what we made him do last week was use some, well, we termed it corporate arse speak, corporate guff. You know the kind of, you know those phrases that gits say in the office? You know the sort of thing when they're, you know, so, oh yeah, like we need to collaboratively benchmark long-term high-impact materials before equity-invested alignment. You know, the crap words they put together that make no sense at all and just makes you want to punch them in the face, that. Oh, what I thought we'd do in this meeting is professionally synergize market positioning vortals after the adaptive methods of empowerment. And then they show you a PowerPoint, at which point you want to club them to death with an overhead projector out of the 1980s. Anyway, what we decided to do last week was send producer Dave into a meeting where he had to slip in an annoying gitty phrase of your choosing. Now, last week, it was, I think it was Fly, was it? Have we got a clip of it, Cass, or not got a clip?
Yes,
of it?
Yes,
we have got a clip of it. All right, then. Well, I won't give away what it was. So this was Dave in a meeting with two of our bosses last week after you sent in a phrase. The phrase you sent in, thank you for it. And the meeting went a little bit like this.
What's going on with the printers?
Laurie, on the subject of office maintenance, who deals with printer cartridges? Because I'm used to doing it myself, but I don't know where to find them, or so the paper.
You need to fault report it, first of all, to the engineering department, which then the ticket then goes to the IT guys, and then the IT team will come up.
Seems like quite a long-winded way around of doing stuff.
Especially when there's a system
in place, and the system's in place for a reason, so that the engineering team know what jobs they have to finish, and then they've got a queuing system which they then can prioritise the...
But if we're live on air, surely that's priority?
Shows on air are always a priority.
Let's be honest, guys, we can just find a solution here. Obviously, let's fly the creation kite across the field of unique here.
The point is that you have to send a fault report.
And that was Dave, and the phrase, obviously, was you have to fly the creation kite across the field of unique. The other voice you heard in that clip there, also in the meeting, was Asprod Cass.
Stop calling me that.
I'm just abbreviating assistant producer.
You don't need to.
It was Cass, and she was in that meeting. What an exciting meeting that was about printers, Cass. Now you spend your days...
It was genuinely a serious conversation.
Well, it was until
Dave said weird stuff.
Well, the thing is, Dave isn't here.
No.
He's got 3 days off this week because he's in Cardiff trying to get off with students. At a student radio festival conference thing. So, you're the one taking all of the meetings, presumably.
Yes, I am the one in the firing line for you and the things you say.
Good. Well, so what's going to happen now is I'm going to open the lines for people to send in their sentences, their gittish sentences that you have to then get into a meeting with the bosses and record.
No.
What?
What do you mean no?
No.
What do you mean no?
No. No.
Just yes.
No, because there'll be... No. I can't.
You can.
I can't.
Shut up.
You can.
Right, you can come into the meeting with me.
Ah!
You're an ass prod.
Paid intern.
Yeah, he didn't do anything. No, it'll be so...
It'll be fine. Because look, Dave did it, and there was just an awkward pause, and then it carried on.
Yeah, but he's like, this is my first proper job.
Well, that much is obvious.
I don't want them to sack me.
They won't sack you.
No, they will.
They won't, it's fine. They won't, it's fine. They won't. They won't. Well, they might. But
no, exactly.
They probably won't.
You're not going to fight my corner.
No, I'm not going to do that.
No.
Of course I will, Cass.
No, you won't.
Say I made you do it.
They don't believe that.
All right. Anyway, it's going to happen. So, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio for using Twitter.
Start your message with any word you want.
Fine. If you want to send in a phrase. Now, there's example phrases. I mean, it could be anything, of course. Imagine this, Cash. You're talking about the printer or the recycling.
The microphones.
The microphones that don't work properly.
Yes.
Yeah. But at some point, you know, you could say, hang on, guys, let's just rocket the salad on that.
Do I have to do it in that voice?
I think, actually, that would add another layer to it.
Exactly, John.
So, like, talk normal. And they go, hey, guys.
I mean, try it now. Just say, say this. Say, I only, right, we'll mock up a meeting now.
All right,
okay. I want you to say, I only want ideas that are amphibious. Go. Right, so meeting, call a meeting. What's it about?
Hello, we're here to discuss Cornelius's pay rise.
In my opinion, Cornelius hasn't done any work that deserves a pay rise.
Surely it should be substantial.
Sorry, guys. I only want ideas that are amphibious. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. And say go. I mean,
go. What?
I only want ideas that are amphibious.
Oh,
go.
Oh, I see. With the guns. Go.
Yeah. Go. Yeah. Like that.
Okay, start again.
Okay.
So, I'm making 100% pay rise.
Don't think Cornelius has done anything to deserve any kind of pay rise, and that's...
Sorry, guys. Sorry. Yeah. I only want ideas that are amphibious. Go.
Okay, we drown Cornelia. There, see, yes. See how it works. See? So what we'll do is, we'll end the lines, 8722, and we'll do it over the news, then we'll come back in a bit and pick one from one that's been sent in. Okay? We'll do that.
Start your message with the word talk.
Start your message with the word talk, 8722, or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you want.
Phrases that are gittish for Cassie's meeting later, corporate arse speak. She has to get it in, and then what we'll do is record it on your phone, and we'll play that out on the show tomorrow. Still to come on this programme, then, that, plus Thought for the Day for Satanists in the next hour, if we can squash it in. The old gay whistle test, as promised, and as it's 3 o'clock after the news, we'll be doing the big debate. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter Channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Hello and welcome to another day of export opportunity. UK social enterprises are valued the world over. And right now, there are hundreds of live export opportunities that could be right for your social enterprise. From retail, to food and drink, to education. Find yours by visiting exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
Ahoy there! Is your car feeling sluggish? Like you're lugging a massive great anchor? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology removes dirt from your engine. And it could give you more miles per tank. So, it's anchors away! BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultimate unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It's 2 minutes past three. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes and here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Ronnie Corbett has died aged 85. David Cameron's ruled out nationalising the steel industry. And mountaineers rescue a woman with a selfie stick.
Talk Radio.
The comedian Ronnie Corbett has died at the age of 85, surrounded by his family. The two Ronnie star passed away this morning. Fellow entertainers have been paying tribute. Sir Bruce Forsyth says he was a master, while John Cleese says he had the best timing. Bill Oddie says he was truly talented.
A lot of people, you think, you're never going to be funny. I don't care how funny you think you are, you're not going to be. But Ronnie had that totally affable feeling to him, a lovely little smile. He remembered names and things like that, but there was nothing sort of oleaginous about this. He was genuinely an absolute little ray of sunshine.
Well, entertainer Lionel Blair has told Talk Radio he was a very supportive friend.
He came to see me and then took me out to lunch, and he was just wonderful, and he'll be sorely missed. And the sad thing is, Bruce Forsyth was asked who did he think should get another knighthood, and he said Ronnie Corbett.
David Cameron is ruling out taking over sites owned by Tata Steel to save thousands of jobs in the industry. The Prime Minister insists nationalisation is not the solution after the firm decided to sell its UK business. Rescuers are frantically trying to save around 150 people trapped beneath the wreckage of a flyover which collapsed in India. At least 14 people have been killed and dozens are injured in Kolkata. Ramesh Kejriwal saw it happen.
There was a loud sound which scared us. The concrete had been laid last night on this part of the bridge. I was lucky because I went downstairs to get a juice. I saw that the bridge collapsed. Scores of people have been killed.
A man will be sentenced next month after he admitted sending thousands of tweets encouraging terrorism. The 23-year-old from Dagenham in East London used various accounts last year and also pleaded guilty to inviting support for the Islamic State group. Mountain rescue officials say it was ridiculous for a woman to try and scale Ben Nevis without the right equipment. She was wearing shorts and carrying only a selfie stick. And Amazon's delivery drones could use their propellers to tell people to get out the way. A new patent filed by the online retailer
trailer describes how the propeller speeds could be tweaked to make sounds similar to someone saying watch out. The system would be triggered when onboard cameras detect that a person stood on or near a landing area that the drone would like to use.
Talk Radio National Weather.
The weather, mix of both sunshine and showers across the UK with a chance of hail and thunder in places, highs of 12 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Tottenham head coach Mauricio Pochettino was pleased to see Harry Kane, Dele Alli, Danny Rose and Eric Dier do well for England during the international break. The Spurs four all started in the 3-2 win over world champions Germany in Berlin. Rose also made the starting 11 in the 2-1 defeat to the Netherlands at Wembley. Pochettino says the national side impressed him over the two games.
I think that congratulations for the coaching staff, for Roy Hodgson, it was fantastic, and I think the generation of player that England have now, they are in a position that achieve good things and big things for England.
England's cricketers will find out later who they're going to be playing in Sunday's World 2020 final. Hosts India and the West Indies are playing in Mumbai this afternoon. India were 25 without loss in the fourth over a short time ago. Finally, cycling legend Sir Chris Hoy will compete in Motorsport's Le Mans 24-hour race in June. It won't be the first time he'll swap two wheels for four, as he's competed in the British GT Championship as well as the European Le Mans Series. Sir Chris is Britain's most successful Olympian. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. John Holmes, the man who's stirring up the nation.
The original sound.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right then, 6 minutes past 3 o'clock. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And you can text in this afternoon, of course, 87222. Start your message in the meantime. Or you can use the Twitter at Talk Radio. Start your message with your word, whatever you want. Or if you're Vernon Kay, simply start your message with the word sext. Plus this afternoon, before 4 o'clock, we are giving away a steel industry. Don't forget, there is one up for grabs. It's the UK's. If you like it, simply complete this sentence. I would like to win Britain's steel industry because, in 10 words or fewer than 10 words, write your answer on a postcard. Text the postcard to Talk Radio, The Radio, London. And I'm sorry, we can't return any of your drawings. Always read the label.
Talk Radio.
Right, 7 minutes past 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Very quickly, ahead of the big debate, some of your reactions that are coming in. A lot of reactions there. I think Cornelius has got some of them. What are the reactions?
Yes, Carla says, gutted. And Gary Andrews says, simply outrageous. It shouldn't be allowed.
Yes.
Ted Petroikas says, naturally.
Yes.
And Spacewitch says, hanging's too good for him.
Thank you very much. Keep your reactions coming in on that number. It's past three, and that means it is time for the big debate now. Everyone in Britain is talking about one story and one story only this afternoon, and it is this. A vicar's speech has angered some councillors in Dudley. It's angered them because a vicar's speech, it was a prayer, and in it, he referenced Brexit. And this has made councillors angry, saying that politics and religion should not combine. And I quote, this was the wrong thing to do for a man of the cloth. It is a big story. It's dividing people. And as you'd imagine, this is the place to talk about it. Because I've got Paul on line one. He's from somewhere. And he absolutely detests cloth. He's just living angry. You don't like cloth, do you, Paul? Paul, are you there? Paul, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I've got you, Paul. Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Sorry, I can hear you now. Yeah, you absolutely hate cloth, right?
Yeah, oh, God, you know, all you ever hear is cloth, 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 you know? I mean, you can't go anywhere now without people ramming cloth down your throat.
Yeah.
I mean, you switch on the telly, what's the first thing you see? First thing you see is cloth, isn't it?
Yep.
Open a newspaper, page after page of cloth. I mean, The Sun, they banned page 3. That was the only clothless bit in the paper. It's disgraceful. I mean, people are fixated with cloth. I mean, I'm tuning into your show, and what are we discussing? Cloth.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I went on holiday last year with the wife. We went to Turkey, and we went on one of those bus tours. You know, we wanted to see Pamukkale, you know, those lovely little springs and all of that. Anyway, yeah. The first thing they do is they take us around a factory that manufactures cloth.
Cloth.
Oh. I mean, you couldn't make it up.
No.
Well, they could because they had material and it was in a textile workshop and they had looms. But that's not the point. It's just got too much. There's too much cloth. The bubbles burst. I mean, back in the day, it was acceptable. But today, it's 2016. So as Edwin Collins from Orange Juice he used to say, rip it up and start again.
Right, and just stand on the line for me there, Paul, if you would, because I've got a man on the other phone, but he's got the opposing view. He loves cloth. Do you love cloth?
I love cloth, John. In fact, I'm touching cloth as we speak.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I can hear the cloth blowing in the wind there. It's,
well, that's not me, that's Paul. So I think Paul is obviously touching himself to cloth, whereas I'm just touching cloth.
I see. Right, well, Paul's saying the cloth bubble has burst. It's a bubble of cloth. He's saying it's gone beyond what is acceptable in cloth terms. What are you saying?
I mean, this is a ridiculous thing to say. I mean, this is like finding out there's a third Miliband brother or something. It's the absolute biggest sort of tosh I've ever heard. We get cloth from sheep. So without the need for cloth, there would be no sheep. And if there were no sheep, what would Welsh people do in their spare time?
He's got a fair point, hasn't he, Paul? If there are no sheep, I mean, what then?
Well, listen, I mean, it's funny you should broach on this because I have to tell you, I have a lifestyle choice. Is that I'm a naturist, I'm a nudist, I'm a flesh flasher. I don't really need cloth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're living in 2016. We've got global warming. We live in liberal times. Why are we still having to wear clothes? I mean, it's crazy. Take something like the Naked Rambler. Do you remember him?
I do.
Yeah, he was this ex-Royal Marine geezer. He got banged up because he was always wandering around in the nip.
Yeah.
Now, you think about the money the taxpayers have had to shell out for that. 300 grand, I imagine. You know, that could bought a hospital, a library, an IMAX. You know, it's ridiculous. So I say ban it, get rid of it. I mean, look, don't get me wrong, I'm not an exhibitionist. It's just I've got allergies, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, polyester brings me out in hives.
Yeah.
Wool makes me sneeze.
Yeah.
You know, satin makes me forgetful. You know, I was wearing some satin pyjamas the other day. I couldn't remember the name of Pierce Brosnan's last Bond movie.
You see what I mean? Look, is this not a problem then, a man on the other phone? I mean, just hang on a minute, Paul. You've got to think of people. He wears satin, he forgets the name of Bond movies. I mean, look at where this could lead.
Look, he's a pervert, isn't he?
He's
a pervert. That's what he is. He's a pervert. He would love a world with no clothes. Listen to him, John. He sounds like a Randy John Prescott on shore leave.
He says you're a Randy John Prescott on shore leave.
Well, I take exception to that. You know, as it happens, I'm actually in my birthday suit as we speak.
Yeah.
It is a suit my wife got me for my 50th, but I'm going to take it off now. Well, just a principle.
Let the other man have his say.
Paul, listen, look, it's okay being nude if you're a dishy, dishy blurk like you are, but I've got a fat back and I don't want to be paraded around in the nip like some kind of back-to-front turkey's neck, okay?
I think we're straying slightly from the point here because we've moved on to the hideous sight of naked old men. But the crux of the matter, if you think about it, is that cloth. How can I put this? It's such a difficult situation. Look, what about sayings, right? Look, cut from the same cloth. A stitch in time saves nine. You'd have to get rid of that. The too many chefs spoil the cloth. All of these sayings will become obsolete. And I don't know, you know, I mean, I'm playing devil's advocate, but I'm not sure that's what the Britain wants.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what can also do one. Dishcloths.
Yeah.
Now, hear me out. I work as a kitchen porter in a famous luxury hotel off the Strand, and they still use dishcloths. Now, I'm saying, what's wrong with a three-plied kitchen towel? You know, you don't get the transference so much. You just throw it in the bin. You know, you get all kinds of microbes and disease on these dishcloths. I mean, people say, all right, but that's not environmental if you use kitchen towels. But then if you've had the South End Philharmonic get dysentery, you're going to waste a lot more than kitchen towel, aren't you?
Yeah, that's got a point. What if the Philharmonic get dysentery, other man?
I've really lost Paul's point, to be honest with you. This is the exact kind of rubbish you'd expect from talk radio sad FM.
Well, he's calling you a racist, Paul, now.
Well, I really take exception to that. I think you're out of order, mate. Go on, you tell me one good reason why we should still have cloth. You know, I'd be really interested.
I mean, when was the last time you saw a knapsack in use, Paul?
A knapsack?
A knapsack. Who uses a knapsack anymore?
I don't know. I think I saw... crikey, what's his name? Used to be on That's Life. Chris Searle, he had one. He was in Waitrose in Holloway Road.
Spotted.
Well, that's good. OK, well, you've actually... That's a pretty good response. But all I'm saying is I don't want to see fat old men dandying around in the nip, and if that makes me a racist, well, then I'm a Dutchman.
What about tartan? Let me bring in a lot. We've got a lot of reaction on this, and a lot of people are saying, "But what about tartan?" Let's go to other man first.
Well, Paul puts the tart to tartan around in the dress.
What do you think about tartan, Paul? What's your tartan opinion?
Well, I mean, has anyone of any repute ever worn tartan? I mean, I'm not being anti-Scottish. I'm talking about Miles Hunt from the Wonder Stuff, his trousers. You know, what was that all about?
Rupert the Bear.
Rupert the Bear.
Cloth has made it onto the front of tins of shortbread. I mean, is this the beginning of the end?
I think so. I think we're into some Clothmageddon. If it carries on like this, you know, it's a busted flush. It's over for cloth.
Let's. I want you to sum it up, other man. Just sum up this whole debate for us, and it is raging. We'll get some of your reactions in a minute about cloth. Sum it up for us in one word, please.
Knapsack.
Paul in London, sum it up for us in one word.
Hives.
And there we must leave the debate. 17 minutes past three, we'll be back with some of your reaction to the serious subject of cloth on Talk Radio after this.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
People of these fair isles, listen up. From this day forward, you don't need cash. Not for your morning cuppa or takeaway supper. Not for that lunchtime bap or new baseball cap. It's time to break free. To stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I am proud.
8 chocolate eclairs, £8.80, please, love.
Oh, right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa Contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. Right now, the UK is at the cutting edge of innovation, and the world is looking to our tech companies to help develop the future of healthcare, smart cities, and infrastructure. Think smart and find live opportunities to grow your business. Visit exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
Over the last 5 years, I've learned that if I put my mind to something, I can actually do it. I've learned I can still impress my teenage daughter. I've learned that confidence is something you can get back. And I've actually learned that I am cleverer than I thought I was.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Traffic on the M4 in South Wales is queuing eastbound, where there's a broken down lorry between junction 42 and 41 at Britain Ferry Bridge. And the M4 at Newport, there's a broken down crane. This is eastbound just before junction 24, the Caldera, which is causing queues back towards junction 27. The A40 at the Cutslow roundabout at Oxford, really busy this afternoon through the roadworks. And on the A1 at Stamford, northbound A1, there's an overturned car being recovered. Traffic is slow. I'm Dave Stamford.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening. Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 3:19, just ahead of this afternoon's diversity paper review. Let's go through some of your reactions to the big cloth debate. This is, of course, is that a man of the cloth has angered some councillors by bringing the notion of Brexit into his prayers. It has sparked a national debate. We are heading that up this afternoon about whether or not we need cloth anymore in 2016. You heard Paul from London, who hates cloth. Satin makes him forget Bond films. And you heard another man on the phone who loved cloth. Some of the reactions, Cornelius, what have we got coming in?
Yes, at Fuddy Duddy Lefty has tweeted in saying people are forgetting what a footballing legend Brian Clough was.
Yeah.
And racist cab driver who said, two birds, one stone, make the Ubergrants eat the cloth.
Yeah, fair enough. Keep those reactions coming in. The lines will stay open. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can simply tweet us on Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you want.
And now, though, it's time for the diversity paper review. And doing it today will be Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Good. I was expecting some music to come in, then it just didn't happen.
So I thought my headphones had gone.
No. just didn't happen. It's fine. Diversity pay-per-view, for those that don't know, this is our... we're doing our bit to please Lenny Henry, basically. That's the gist of it. Right, Lenny Henry, we know, and he's right, that the broadcasting media, the media, isn't diverse enough. We know this, okay? And Lenny Henry keeps telling us this, and we are aware of it. Thank you very much, Lenny Henry. However, we are doing our bit for diversity, because every day we have the papers reviewed by someone who is a diversity. So on Monday, Zena came in, she's black. Johnny, who is a Jew.
Johnny, yeah.
Yesterday we had a lesbian. And today we've got Mark, who is...
Bran.
Excellent. What have you got in the papers for us, Mark?
Two stories caught my eye today. One is that one in three families now have a cleaner. And from a diversity point of view, that's great, because cleaners tend to come from a diverse background.
Yes.
So I was like, this is not only great for people who are getting their houses cleaned, but it's also great for employment across all the whole broad spectrum of society.
That is probably true, actually. I mean, because you don't get, Lenny Henry doesn't stand up and talk about a lack of diversity in cleaning staff, does he?
No, I've never heard anyone complain about that.
No, you're absolutely right, actually. Yeah, good point, well made, yeah. Well, you know, at least there's one area where it's thriving. So, you know, I don't know what he's complaining about.
Yeah, maybe every other industry in the country can learn from the cleaning industry and try and see what they're doing right to get diverse groups of people involved.
You're absolutely right. Isn't it good, though, that there's one industry in this country that have absolutely nailed it?
It's just got the right balance.
In many ways, it's too far the other way, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you've only literally got to walk around any business or company in this country. And it's diverse people that are doing that job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas I think you should even ask, why aren't white people doing that job?
In one of my former places of work, I used to get in quite early, and I'd quite often get confused for one of the cleaners, which I found hilarious, but is also quite tragic as well.
And offensive.
Slightly.
Yeah.
But then after a while, you just get used to it, and you're like, you start to become one of the people.
You shouldn't have to...
You start cleaning.
Yeah, you start cleaning. And then suddenly I was trying to organise little, you know, social gatherings with the other cleaners. They were like, mate, we're awake all night. Cleaning all night and sleeping all day.
Yeah. And to be fair, what was your actual job there?
It was working in a radio station.
Yeah, so that's you weren't there to do that.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah,
no, yeah, not, yeah. Not at all. I was producing
shows. Did it go the other way at any point? In that some of the cleaners started producing radio shows.
There was one cleaner who I was particularly fond of, and he used to actually sleep underneath one of the desks in one of the studios, and I started to make friends with him, and he'd come and sit next to me during the show, because it was obviously a show, because I'm diverse. There's a lot of jobs for diverse people in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It was obviously a show that went out in the middle of the night.
And again, we could learn from the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You know, if the rest of the industries follow cleaning and the middle of the night. The world would be a better place, wouldn't it, Mark?
Yeah, it would be. And anyway, this cleaner who I made friends with started sitting next to me, and the presenter just thought he was a member of the production team.
Yeah.
After what? And I just couldn't correct them. I didn't want to say anything. Yeah. I just thought this has become beyond awkward now.
Good. And when you left, did the cleaner just stay on producing?
quite possibly.
Yeah.
Same reason I'm here.
More or less.
I just sleep under the desk.
It actually is. And we don't know what he does or what he's for. Yeah. But that's a very interesting, going back to the original story.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting that they're now one in three families, especially in a time of austerity, as we're told. Because cleaners are expensive, right?
Yeah.
There's an interesting stat. It's interesting bringing that up, because one of the stats they found is that one in four of these people who have cleaners are on modest incomes, earning less than 20 grand a year.
Yeah.
So it's not even something that people are only the rich are able to afford cleaners or going out of their way to.
Because that's, cleaners. when you're whatever income you're on, you have to decide what to spend it on. But I guess you see, if you get a cleaner, are you then time rich?
I would agree with that.
And for many of us, that's important.
You see, if you go out, say, kind of two nights a week to do something social, I would love a cleaner. I don't have a cleaner because my girlfriend's like, we can't have a cleaner. It's embarrassing. We've got a one-bedroom flat. We can't have a cleaner. We should be able to keep this.
Do you you'd like a cleaner?
I'd like a cleaner, yeah. And I'm happy to forego one social thing a week to pay for this cleaner.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it's worth it.
But do you stay in when the cleaner arrives? Because that's awkward. That's what we were talking about yesterday. You know, when a window cleaner comes round, right? But you have to move around your house because you don't want to be in the room that the window cleaner is cleaning the outside of the window of, because it's weird. So when a cleaner comes to your house, do you go out? What's the etiquette? I don't know.
I do.
I would try and avoid it. And also the other thing, when I've lived in houses with cleaners, mainly my parents' house,
yes,
is that my mother used to always make us do this thing where she'd make us clean the day before the cleaner came.
Yeah.
Because she was embarrassed about how tidy
that's
the house
ridiculous.
Would be.
Yeah, you have to tidy the house.
Yeah. She didn't want to be judged by the cleaner.
Otherwise stuff goes missing.
Now you're calling cleaners thieves.
By extension,
you are calling diverse people thieves. You, Cornelius, are a racist.
I thought this was an Equality Street radio show, but clearly not.
No, well, I was trying to be, but look what's happened now. He's dragged it into the gutter.
Just don't get the interns these days, do you?
No. Also, you've got a cleaner, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Of course you have. You're called Cornelius. What else have you got, Mark?
There's another story that caught my eye, and when I first saw it, I was like, today isn't April Fool's Day. It's definitely a thing. Cat crime fighters could collar County Durham criminals. Basically, some lovely little girl in County Durham has written to the local police force suggesting that they employ cats.
Yes. Now, Victoria mentioned this earlier in her news. Yes, cat... like trained like police dogs, was that the thing?
Yeah. I mean, we talk about diversity, but what about a bit of animal diversity? I think in society in general, dogs have kind of monopolised all the work. You never hear about, you know, in work, even horses used to be massively employed across the country. Now most of them just grazing in fields. Can't find work.
He's absolutely right. You know, Mark, you bring up some very interesting points actually into the diversity. You're right, because it's, you don't get guide cats, do you?
No.
And you don't get police cats, as we've said. So
don't get sniffer cats?
No.
Police zebra would be good, because they're already in the uniform, pretty much.
And if you know cats, you know that they'd make really good kind of detectives. You can kind of see them doing the whole, you know, sleuthing around like Columbo in their kind of raincoats popping up here and there. Instead of a lollipop, they'll obviously have like a dead mouse in their mouth or something like that.
Yeah, and but bald like Kojak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. And I think that... Oh, no, wait, hang on. Cats are lazy. Mm-hmm. Aren't they feckless animals?
Don't want to bring up any stereotypes about the police. I mean, I wouldn't do that, but cats are lazy.
Yeah. It's a fair point, I suppose. What else have you got, Mark?
That was the only other thing I've got.
That's enough.
Sorry. To bring in two stories.
That's absolutely fine. You've nailed it, actually. Yeah. So that's the diversity paper review on Talk Radio. And remind me which diversity you are.
I'm brown.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming in, Mark. Absolute pleasure to talk to you, of course. That is Mark with the diversity paper review. We'll have another one tomorrow. In the next Next bit of the programme, we'll be talking about more of your spotteds, because I once saw Ronnie Corbett in the queue for a cash machine. Have you got a couple there, Cornelius? I mean, there were a lot coming in, actually, just ahead of Victoria in the news. What's coming in?
Yes, Johnny says he once saw Kate Winslet standing on the edge of the dual carriageway throwing acorns at cars that license plates begins with B.
Yes, that's good. We're spotted, Winslet throwing acorns. Have you got another one there?
Yeah, I once saw Orlando Bloom in a zoo trying to disguise himself as an anteater, says Rachel.
Right, I've got one from Nick Hitch. Says, I once saw David Walliams digging a hole in the middle of the park just surrounded by satsumas. Spotted. Have you ever spotted?
Spotted.
Thank you. If you've ever spotted someone doing a thing, then do let us know. We are taking your spotteds. You can send them to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then use the word...
spotted.
Or you could tweet them at Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word spotted.
That'll do. Right, it's 3:29, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the headlines.
Talk Radio.
One of Britain's best-loved comics, Ronnie Corbett, has died at the age of 85. He spent more than 60 years in showbiz and is best known for the comedy sketch show The Two Ronnies. TV critic Kevin O'Sullivan says he earned the right to appear on television.
He was spotted by David Frost at Danny LaRue's review at Mayfair in the West End, and David Frost saw him in that and brought him to the Frost Report. Hence, they went on to do their famous 1966 class sketch.
The comedian's publicist says he died in hospital this morning, surrounded by family. Lots of tributes are being paid. Sir Bruce Forsyth has called him one of the greatest entertainers the nation's ever seen, while Sir Michael Parkinson said he was a very easy man to love. David Cameron is ruling out taking over sites owned by Tata Steel to save thousands of jobs in the industry. The Prime Minister insists nationalisation is not the solution after the firm decided to sell its UK business. Rescuers are digging through rubble from a flyover which collapsed while under construction in the Indian city of Kolkata. At least 14 people have been killed and more than 70 injured. GlaxoSmithKline says it won't file patents in low-income countries because it wants to make treatments more affordable in the developing world. It paves the way for other companies to make cheap copies of its drugs without fear of being sued. Mountain rescue officials have criticised a woman who tried to scale Ben Nevis without the right equipment. The 28-year-old says she decided to climb the peak on the spur of the moment, wearing shorts and carrying just a selfie stick. The weather, a mix of sunshine and showers across the UK this afternoon. A chance of hail and thunder in places though. Highs of 12 degrees.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. You are listening to Talk Radio with your human ears. I am John Holmes, and I promised you brand new feature, and as you'd expect, I do deliver on my promises. The brand new feature is this. The old gay whistle test. Let me explain the feature to you. It is, well, I'll be honest with you, it's a name we came up with in the pub. It works very much like this. You're aware of the old grey whistle test, of course, that being the iconic music program, so called because the new music they used to feature on the old grey whistle test was they used to judge it by whether the cleaners at the BBC would be whistling the tune. And they used to call the cleaners the Old Greys because they were often old people. And if they were found to be whistling the hook of the tune, they knew it was going to be a hit. It was a trick the record companies used to sort of road test their music. However, the word grey is a little bit like the word gay. So what I've done is taken the grey word out, put the word gay in. We've got the old gay whistle test. It means we've got a homosexual pensioner on the phone. He's going to whistle a tune. You have to identify it. Good afternoon, Terry.
Hello. Honour to converse with you.
How lovely. How lovely. Terry, look, I'll be honest with you, Terry. It wasn't that easy to find a homosexual pensioner, I'll be honest with you. You've come through for us, and that's good. What do you do, Terry? What's going on, Terry, in your life?
I'm retired. I'm just chilling out, enjoying life.
It's good. And if you don't mind me asking, how old are you, Terry?
66. Clickety click.
Yes. And where are you, Terry? Where in this country are you?
Oldbury.
Oldbury?
Yeah.
That's fitting, isn't it?
Yes, less of the old
deer. All right, fine. It's the name of the feature, Terry. It's going to keep happening. It's the Oldbury gay whistle test. So, we've got a 66-year-old homosexual. What's going to happen is he's going to, in a moment, whistle a tune. But I just want to find out a bit more about your day-to-day life, Terry. Just sort of talk us through your day. What do you like to do?
I go to an art group on Tuesdays.
Good.
I do a lot of painting.
Excellent.
Portraits and trees and flowers and pretty things.
Strong. What is it? Are we talking watercolour? Are we talking oil?
Oh, watercolour and acrylics.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I have two pussies and a dog.
And what are their names?
Scratch for the cat, Shadow the cat, and Nico's the dog.
Sorry, what the dog?
Nico.
Okay, and how long have you had? How long have you had them?
All about 3-4 years.
Fine. This is just bear in the tone. This is engaging bad.
Okay.
I'm just engaging in bad. Good. You keep busy. That's what we're saying. You have to walk the dog. Presumably, you do that. You go down. You go watercolor painting. You go acrylic painting. This is all very. You know, I like this because you know why? Because it gives an insight and what a beautiful way to live your life. Just to go through life. Just
the dog takes me for a walk.
The dog. what did you do? Presumably, you're retired, Terry. I guess so. What did you do before?
I worked in entertainment.
Oh, what sort of entertainment?
Oh, everything. I used to work in the theatre and backstage. I've actually made, recently, within the last 4 years, appeared in one feature film, a Bollywood film, filmed in Birmingham, of all places.
A Bollywood film?
Yes, it's called Tez. It has been released in England, but it's the same producers as Slumdog Millionaire.
Is it now?
And the same chap is in it who played the Quizmaster.
Oh, because he was a very big name, wasn't he?
Oh, yes, they were blowing up Chamberlain Square, chases along the canal. Oh, yeah, it was quite excited.
And what were you...
Worthy of any Bond film.
Bollywood Bond.
Bollywood Bond.
What were you in the film, Terry?
I didn't say anything, but you can see me about 8 times. I played the doctor.
Oh. Ooh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trust me, I'm a doctor.
What did you have to do as a doctor in the film?
Just stand there and look butch, basically.
on that note, Terry, you're right. I would like you very much to... this is how it's going to work. Terry's going to whistle a tune, okay? I think he's just limbering up. He's going to whistle a tune, and all you have to do is identify the tune. If you think you can identify it, you can text your answer to what tune it is. Are we going to give away meat for this?
No.
Okay.
It's just a bit of fun.
It's just a bit of fun, is it? All right. Okay. Text the word...
Talk
to 87222 and then your answer, and you are looking for the song that Terry is about to whistle. It is the Old Gay Whistle Test.
Put your name on it as well, just so we can give you congratulations.
It is the Old Gay Whistle Test on Talk Radio. Terry, in your own time, purse
your
lips.
Hang on, let me put my teeth in.
Purse your lips and blow.
one running out of puff.
That's fine. You run out of puff. Your word, not mine. All you want, Terry. That was excellent. Thank you. That is our brand new feature. Terry, can we talk to you again next week?
Yeah, take care, darling.
Thank you very much. That is Terry. He is our old gay. That's the old gay whistle test. If you can identify the tune he was whistling, then 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then sort of put your answer in your name. That's how it's going to work. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Should we get takeaway from Just Eat tonight?
Oh, yeah.
What do you feel like? Chinese, sushi, Indian?
They all look so good.
Wait. I see you, baby! Chicken McGrath. Chicken Madras! Chicken Madras! Woo! You drive me crazy!
Just Eat. Tap the app and get that mini fist pump feeling.
Repeat after me. I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
Yes, to apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £212 a year.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £10,600 and the other pays basic rate tax, there is up to £212 of tax savings waiting for you to claim. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Traffic on the M4 in South Wales is queuing eastbound, where there's a broken down lorry between junction 42 and 41 at Britain Ferry Bridge. And the M4 at Newport, there's a broken down crane. This is eastbound just before junction 24, the Caldera, which is causing queues back towards junction 27. The A40 at the Cutslow roundabout at Oxford, really busy this afternoon through the roadworks. And on the A1 at Stamford, northbound A1, there's an overturned car being recovered. Traffic is slow. I'm Dave Stamford.
Prepare to retune your radio to a frequency which exists only in the wildest extremes of your imagination. The Unexplained with Howard Hughes on Talk Radio.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits. This week on the show, we'll be talking to Jesse Marcel III, the grandson of the man who carried the can for what happened in Roswell in 1947. Open the airlock to the parallel universe of The Unexplained. Talk Radio's weekly X-rated excursion into the extraordinary, the explosive, and the unexplained.
Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
3:42, coming up at 4 o'clock and coming in here quite shortly to tell us about it, Sam Delaney with the Talk Radio Drive Time program. Do keep your guesses coming in. We'll get to some of those in just a second for the old gay whistle test. What was Terry blowing out of his mouth? What was the tune? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on...
Start your message with anything you'd like.
We're going to see a lot of reactions coming in. What have you got?
Flabbergasted has tweeted.
You're right. Fine.
Yeah.
Good. Go on.
And pathetic. Why would you shave your arms has come in from feminist.
I've got some spotteds as well. We were talking about spotteds this afternoon because I once saw Ronnie Corbett, by way of my tribute to him, I once saw him queuing at a cash machine in Edinburgh about 10 years ago. Spotteds have... this has come in. Hi, John. Love the show, Steve. I saw the actress Helen Mirren gnawing a ham. Good. Chaz and Dave spotted. Chaz and Dave, John, involved in an incident in an abattoir. Kind of another meat-themed one there. And I once... John, hi. Hi there. Who's this from, Fiona? I once saw Heston Blumenthal pouring Actimel onto the scene of a hate crime. So do Do keep those spotteds coming in. Cuddles the Monkey from out of off of Keith Harrison Orville, cottaging in an ape park.
Wow.
Spotteds. Do keep them. What are we doing, Asprod? Kath, assistant producer?
You keep getting my name wrong.
What did I call you then?
Kath.
Wrong show.
Again.
Cass, what are we doing?
You're making me say stupid things after the show.
Correct. So this was, if you're listening earlier, you'll have heard the corporate guff speak. This is where we are sending our producer, Cass, to...
I will... Hit you.
Okay. She has to go to a meeting, certainly after today's program, it's bound to happen.
HR again.
She's got to then get in a phrase, a corporate Gittish phrase. You know the kind of thing people say in meetings, like, oh yeah, like, let's vis-a-vis break down the thing. You know that, when people say the things.
That was not very good.
No, it really wasn't. No. But you know the kind of thing. That, as we said, it's like, let's rocket the salad on that, all that stuff. Right? I'm not going through it all again.
Rocket the salad?
Yeah. Let's rocket the salad on that. That sort of thing that people say.
Is that what they say at McDonald's?
Gits say things in meetings. That's the gist of it. You have to get a phrase as sent in, and thank you for your suggestions,
into a meeting. Not thank you at all. No.
Into a meeting with our bosses that you're bound to have later on. Record it and we'll play it out on the radio tomorrow. We have chosen a phrase. Who sent it in, Cornelius?
It was Lancernot.
On Twitter, then, I'm guessing.
Yeah, yes.
So Lancernot's phrase is... I'm going to make you read it.
Oh, where's it written down?
Oh, you've lost it, haven't you?
I don't have it.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, God. Well, this was planned very well, wasn't it?
Ah, look, there it is.
Well done, Cass.
Oh, it doesn't even make sense.
What have you got to say?
Well, submerge the idea in the no pool.
Submerge the idea in the no pool.
I like that.
I don't even know how I can get that in.
No to a boss as well at the same time.
It'll be good because something's going to happen. Like, they're going to say to you what you have to do, right?
They do that a lot.
Yeah. I mean, give an example. What would be an example if you go to a meeting, right, and they obviously you take instruction for they are management?
They usually tell me to tell you to either stop doing something or start doing something. Every single time.
Right.
And it's the same meeting. It's like groundhog meeting.
Okay.
It's the same meeting every single day.
Okay. So, for example, if they were to say, I don't know, what have I got to start doing that I'm not doing?
There's, like, not talking over the... And, you know, when you say, text me, well, you've got to start, stop doing that.
Right. So if I start, stop doing that. So if they say, again, let's role play a little bit. You know, I'll be one of our bosses.
Hello, my name's Danny.
You see, that's another thing that they're going to tell me to start stop you doing from doing.
What?
Being mean.
That's not being mean.
He doesn't speak like that.
It's what I hear.
Oh, of course it is. Like the teacher from Peanuts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, and you'd be one. You'd be Laurie.
I'm Laurie. I don't have a desk, and it's because I don't actually have any work to do. But but I just look important.
He doesn't even look important, really, to be fair, does he? Not really.
No.
Okay, so I'll be Danny, you be Laurie, right? Yeah, let's have a meeting.
Cash, can you come in?
Oh, God!
Oh, hello, Cash. Have a seat at someone else's desk.
Thanks for having me, guys. At least you get my name right.
Oh, he's just talking about John a bit.
Again.
Yeah.
He's got to start saying things over the end of the thing that take the mickey out of the thing. Don't you agree, Laurie?
Yeah. And stop talking about Julia Hartley Brewer. It doesn't really help.
And okay. Then you have to come in with your line. So make sure you do that, Cass. It's really important that you do that.
Yeah, what we're going to have to do is submerge that idea in the Nurpool. They did it because I'm northern. That's why they've done that one, because I've said Nur.
What is the Nurpool?
Don't make me come over there.
It was the poor first draft of Deadpool.
Oh, right, the Nurpool.
It's in Italy.
Yeah, Naples. Let's submerge that idea in Naples.
How about we submerge you in the toilet?
She's got a point. Mm.
Well, actually, we could use your head as a loo brush because of your hair.
Anyway! She's right about that, yeah, too. Well, you have got hair like someone's glued a shredded wheat to a loo brush. Right, so that's your job tonight.
Super.
We'll play that out on the radio tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Is Sam Delaney coming in to talk about his show?
Yeah, ahead he's supposed to be here right now.
Is he
again?
Not here? Is he not,
again,
is he,
every time.
Is he
every,
not,
here he comes.
Storming in.
There he is. All right, Sam Delaney.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
All right, what's been going on?
Not a lot, really.
You're late again.
You are? I'm late again. You said you were going to come and get me.
No, I said I might come and get you earlier.
Well, I think you need to be clearer.
I was clear.
About the
she does need to be clearer.
Schedule.
We can't understand a word she's saying.
I know. Oh, it's all a noise.
Yeah, I know. What are you doing on your programme, Sam? How are you paying tribute to Roddy Corbett?
Kevin Day's coming on.
Good, good, yeah. Good booking.
Yeah, it is a good booking because I thought, well, obviously, we respect all of the words of Kevin Day in any context, but it turns out him and Ronnie were actually very close. They're both Crystal Palace fans.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, nor did I. I'm happy to have Kevin Day on the show, and I think he would be a worthy tribute.
I used to work with Kevin Day a long time.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Well, he'll be here, and he never told you while you were working with him.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, when you finished working, and you went, do you fancy a quick? And I'd love to, John, but got to push off. Oh, really? Not just a quick half, maybe? No, I got to push off. Do you know where he was going?
Yeah.
For a drink, Ronnie Corbett, that you were not invited to.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah. And that is more or less, you've summed up my career. Everybody I try to sort of network with metaphorically goes for a drink with Ronnie Corbett.
They might as well all be doing it. The whole station here is, you go off one way outside and we all walk the other way.
I've seen that happen. Yeah. What else have you got?
We will be getting the latest updates on developments in the steel crisis. We've got Rowan Moore, who is the architectural critic of The Guardian. He's come in and written a fantastic and surprisingly funny book on how to solve the catastrophic housing crisis that's going on in London and beyond.
Have you read the book, or are you going to blag it?
It's a semi-read, semi-blag situation.
I see, yeah. Mm. I think you can't be... Because sometimes guests get booked quite late, don't they? And I've had this, where... And you go, can you read the book? And you go, well...
I was given a heads up of what bits to read by him because he's realistic.
Yeah, well, good on him.
He's realistic. Yeah. He said, listen, mate, I know you're not going to sit through reading the whole book. You don't look like the sort of bloke who's ever got through a book, to be honest.
Yep.
And so I'm going to tell you what bits to read. And he's also sent through some bullet. Anyway, it is interesting. And it's funny, too, because I laughed at some of the bits, which is surprising for a book about architecture and housing crises. So we've got that. And we've got Andy Dawson, who's the man behind Getting the Sea. Do you look at Getting the Sea?
I'm aware of Getting the Sea.
So
yes.
Get in the Sea, he is the brains behind that, and he's a regular now. He comes in every week and he'll talk to us about the latest stuff he's put in the sea.
Yes.
And other things also.
Good, because he had a book. He's got Get in the Sea as a book.
Get in the Sea as a book.
Have you read that?
I've read that, but that's an easier read.
It's a toilet book, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a toilet book. Those I can handle.
Yeah.
So there was no need for him to give me a crib sheet on that. And that's it.
Fine, that's plenty, really.
That'll get us through 3 hours, probably, one way or another.
Yeah, give us what we just tried to do. Right, listen, we're going to end, though, our show slightly differently today. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. Tomorrow we have live busking on the show, where we will be going out and dragging a busker in off the streets. I think we'll do Thought for the Day for Satanists. Vex and the Crowley had to stand down because we ran out of time today. So we have that tomorrow. All the usual stuff as well, the Diversity Pay-Per-View, the Lonely Lunch Club, Headline Hijack, so on and so forth. However, with the very sad news today that Ronnie Corbett has passed away, we are going to leave you with some music. This is Paolo Nutini. It's Iron Sky.
We are proud. Living for the city, but the flames couldn't go much higher. We find God and religion. Paint us with salvation, but no one, nobody can give you the power
Four candles.
I suppose it's all something to do with the fact that her family have always been closely connected with the medical profession, you know, either as doctors or patients, you know. And sometimes both. For instance, her father, my wife's father, this is, was in the Army Medical Corps, and he met his end when he fell out of bed. No, I'm not going to embroider on that.
Washers? What, windscreen washers, car washers, dishwashers, floor washers, back scrubbers, lavatory cleaners, floor washers?
That's all we've got time for this evening, so it's good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Good night.
Good night.
Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.